That's right. Give them to me.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
It's kind of out of the box. Cold call.
Sure is.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Why are you calling us? Hello? Why are you calling a radio show that's just begun? You must have something important to say.
Yeah, how much is that dead dog in the driveway?
It didn't take long, did it?
No.
It's almost like what the 24 hours have passed.
Yeah. That doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
You better hurt the dog.
You waited for a long time to do
it,
this.
It doesn't hurt. I only wish it was your head. But then again, I could have been riding a tricycle to squash your head.
Washed it.
Well, you're very funny. You're a very funny man.
Hilarious. Thanks for thinking.
Is there anything else we can do for you?
Oh, and I suck.
What?
Well, he's right about that.
What was that?
That was that type. That type. I get that little... There we are.
See? Sometimes I'm just wondering who's calling before we actually start. See, because that call was answered technically, if you're listening to the show, before you even heard it, because we're on such a delay. It's like we're on a minute and a half ridiculous delay.
And for whatever reason, after a call like that, I'm always tempted to go, Red Sox Nation! Thank you.
Seems appropriate.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You go back for more.
I'll try one more.
All right.
Hello.
Broken my
chair. Hello.
What happened? Did you break your chair?
I'm having a bad furniture day.
Hello?
What? What is this?
This is just
what did you just handed me?
That's the guy who just called.
Oh, the guy that just called? Oh, great. Hold on. I'll call him back.
Oh, good.
Is your chair okay?
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like fun.
Yeah, it was just a momentary glitch. But I'm a professional.
It's a shame that chair isn't made of it.
Look it up in the book.
Careful. Revolutionary Tempur-Pedic material.
I wish it was. How do we get this to the consumer?
Thanks for coming in, Bill.
And no heavy lifting.
Give me a second. Because this guy I will put on the website. What the hell?
He was just a jerk.
Hold on.
Whoa. Oh, careful.
I don't have his permission to put the... put his voice on the air.
I'm sorry.
Mike is breaking his chair right now.
I'm sorry.
Mike, I'm sure it's faulty construction.
God, I got to lose some weight.
I am sure it is faulty construction.
How about
Mike?
Just a little lemon?
Junior?
Can I just get a little lemon in my water?
You know, I'm still waiting for this guy to pick up the phone. Junior, this brave, brave man that called about my dead dog.
Junior, just a drop of honey.
Just a little honey. Why are the cabinets locked, Junior?
Yeah, hey, Paul.
Now, hold on, I'm going to leave a message.
Okay.
Really great.
Okay, hold on.
We got to do this a little.
All right, where we go? Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul, it's Don from Don and Mike. Remember that funny call that you made right at the beginning of the show about my dead dog? Hey, guess what, Paul? www.donandmikewebsite.com in the daily recap. I'm going to put your phone number there because the internet is the wild, wild west. And then everybody can call you and tell you how funny you were.
Yeah.
Because I know there are jerks like you out there. But just stay on the line to take your medicine. Don't just hang up.
Good luck at the improv.
See you in hell, Paul.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Paulie.
You'll Paulie. Be the fastest burner of all time.
Of all time. Of all time. Well, see, I was not prepared for that.
No one was.
2 days ago. Yeah. Today, count me prepared. What is this? Oh, God, I hope that was the right number. You're not giving me a different phone number, are you?
No. I'm giving
you what I said. Just more pretty color cards.
Ah, very exciting.
Mike?
Yes?
Got something for you.
You have groaners?
I've got something for you, Mike. Pretty much catering the entire opening and now little beginning and end of the show to my buddy Mike.
As it should have been for years.
Now, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. I'm prepared.
What do you think it'll be today?
Oh, let me think. So many possibilities.
What could it be? Think about it.
Well, it could be Wheel of Fortune groaners. It could be Match Game groaners.
Could be.
It could be reverse shopping suite ass man groaners.
You have little faith.
It could be
big guy in his voice.
Nation's capital groaners.
Yes. Let's hear.
Congratulations, Michael O'Mara.
Hey.
You win. There will be no groaners today. Absolutely not one single groaner. And I'm not kidding you this time. Your wish has come true. I repeat, Michael O'Mara doesn't get any groaners today. Or does he?
Yeah, okay, see?
No, what? I don't think he does.
I don't trust anything.
No, rightly so.
I don't trust it. I don't know. That big man voice, the guy behind the curtain, has nothing to do with the groaners.
Yes, he does.
You control this.
I do not.
Hermetically sealed envelope somewhere.
I have
somewhere.
Nothing to do with this.
It's not the guy. You might not bring groaners back. I don't trust the man with the big voice.
Not anymore.
He's fooled me too many times. There they are.
Mike.
There they are.
Michael.
Yes?
Let us proudly make the beast with two backs.
I'm not going to do that with you, big voice man. He's really talking to me a lot now, isn't he? There's not more, is there?
There's not more what?
Give it all to me, baby.
Well, yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
I've waited for 20 years for you to say that to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what do you want now? Why are you coming to me in my dreams?
Michael, this is Farooz Arad. I have shot Vada. I am glad that I shot Vada.
Now I'm starting to enjoy it.
Yeah, okay.
This is good.
Farooz Arad. Just remember.
Yes.
We just filled in Bin Laden. Is always just a moment away, Mike.
It is. It's nice to have it handy.
He's right around the corner. We do actually have groaners.
Shall I say it now?
Say what?
Hey, now?
No, not yet.
Oh, dear.
Not yet, Mike.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaner.
Yes.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. We did that yesterday, right? That
yep.
one? Right.
Well, we got one left over from yesterday.
We do?
We do.
I thought we did at the end of the show.
We only had three yesterday. We had one left over.
I was...
Michael.
What?
Look at this bad, dirty ass.
Hey, I'm starting to get a real rapport with the big boy man.
Okay, now you say hey now.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded.
Okay.
In here.
Problem, it's done.
Hello.
Everybody. Got retarded when I took that first telephone call.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm tough as nails.
Hello.
Papa's Baruch's mother.
Give me a cinnamon stick. And be quick about it.
Baruch.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hold on, what's going on? Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Okay. All right, the bird.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. Hi there.
I'll drink to that.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Hello. 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 Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
And he's got the mustache today.
That's our true story. He was only a Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mustache. All the Simpsons see, they're loved by Gooner. Dr. Animo and Mike Rover.
Hello.
Hey, shut up already. One thing about this show.
It's a lot of fun.
Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday. 03-03-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
Retarded. Hey, what's that music doing here?
What are you doing to your watch?
Well, you said it was 3-3, and mine says 2-31.
Right.
Ah, that's so, because it's only 28 days in February.
Yeah, got me that way, so I gotta reset it. And I usually do that when you do that.
I got a fancy watch. I want to tell you something. I got a smart watch.
Yours always knows that, right?
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's cool.
Except I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you now, kids. Listen, this watch I have is great. It does switch ahead on the days.
Uh-huh.
However, when it flipped through at the end of February,
right,
according to my watch, today is Sunday.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It's got a day of the week thing. It's got a month thing. It's got a...
Well, then it says Sunday today?
Yeah, but it says it's March 3rd.
Well, how come it says it's Sunday, though, if it's supposed to be so smart?
Well, that's my point. It's not so smart.
I didn't set ahead the weekday.
Weren't you supposed to get that? I thought you got that fixed.
No, that's a leap year problem. I never got that. When I got the watch, they said to me, oh, hold on a second.
Michael.
Yo.
Buzz's newscast doesn't have any seeds or stems.
You can say that again.
When I got the watch, that was one of the things they said was, you'll never have to change it a day because it's so smart, it knows like how many days are in a month.
Uh-huh.
And the guy said, the only time you might have a problem, you might have to get reset, is on leap year.
And then it was leap year.
And when I bought it, I thought, when was the last leap year? And as it turns out, that the leap year was like coming up in 2 months.
Yeah, so now you have to... You'd have to go, like, how many years? Every four?
4 more years.
That's a lot of winding.
But anyway, so I got the days right, at least the date correct on my watch, but the day is not right. Who cares about that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess.
Who cares? I mean, you really just look at the watch for the time anyway. All the other crap is so small.
But I mean, a watch is supposed to be that smart.
Yeah.
Can't you take it to the place where they sold it to you and tell them to fix it?
It's one of those days you got to send it back.
Oh, and watches take a long time.
What if you were to fall into a coma in the year 2008?
Did you take anything seriously that he's saying?
How am I supposed to talk to you with that Hitler mustache?
You know, it surprised me how ridiculous it looks.
If Hitler had Elvis sideburns.
It's DonandMikeWebsite.com. Today in the daily recap, you'll see the picture of Rob. We've already taken it. What he's done is shaved down now to the big Elvis sideburns.
1973.
Mm-hmm. And there's a Hitler mustache.
And
people are actually stopping Rob. They're stopping him now and taking his photograph.
Yeah, it's a lot goofier than I even thought it would be, because it's not just the Hitler mustache and the Elvis sideburns. It's not having had a haircut in 6 months.
Yes, I mean, but, so you've got the trucker kind of slicked back look.
Yeah, it looks bad.
And you're not going to like this, but I got to tell you, the first thing I thought, because, you know, the more you look at Rob, the more you
the
get
more
used,
you like him.
The more you get used to the fact that he's done this thing to
right.
himself. And the reaction from everybody when they come by the office, they first see Rob, they laugh, they can't stop laughing.
Right, very clownish. Yes.
I always think, if you would put your hands over the sideburns.
Okay.
Less clownish, more evil.
You know what? Now look at Mike.
Let me see.
He looks like Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Candy. Oh, John Candy?
Because John Candy had a Hitler mustache.
You're right, he had a little mustache.
Exactly. See, and your mustache, really, as much as an aficionado of the man you are.
Yes, it didn't do very well, did it?
No.
It's not the best Hitler mustache I've ever seen.
It's too long.
This is not the best Hitler mustache I've ever seen.
It's too long.
But
it's
still,
too long, and
it
should
be trimmed?
It should be combed in the middle.
Like split?
So there's not a split in it at all.
Oh, I try.
Or I should say, split in it at all. I am not drinking. Thank you.
Okay.
But it looks great.
Well, maybe I'll try and trim it during
the break. No, don't. The combination, it's flawless.
We've already got the picture taken anyway, right?
True,
for
true
the website?
That.
Okay.
True that.
What was your facial expression for the picture today?
It was serious, I believe.
Okay.
Like, stately. like a dictator.
Statesman-like?
That's going to work.
Stately Wayne Manor.
Like a dictator.
You know, I tried to think dictator, but a good one.
Uh-huh.
Not an evil dictator. We don't like that.
Stately Wayne Manor reminds me, I've got to find that... Oh, I'll go at the break in my email, and I want to pull up that thing you sent me.
Oh,
that comic book thing. Mm-hmm. You know, in comic books, Batman used to say, like, the Robin, boy, you really pulled a boner this time.
Mm-hmm.
There is a particular episode of Batman comics from, I think, 1954.
Right.
Man, I'll pull it up and read it to you. It won't get deleted because it's not dirty. Because back then,
they didn't know.
It didn't mean what it means.
Sure. And
it's great because it's like 8 panels in a row in this comic book where they're talking about Batman's pulled a boner, and at one point the Joker is looking at the Gotham City newspaper, and he says, "That's my boner."
Oh, God. Wasn't there an album back in the day that actually was follow-ups, bleeps, and boners?
Yeah. Yes!
Before they changed it to bloopers?
Correct.
A more innocent time.
Correct. Anyway, that's on the internet. Everything's on the internet. And a picture of Rob's Hitler mustache will
two
be.
Two of your favorite things combined. Batman.
And Hitler.
No.
Batman and...
Rob. Boners. Oh.
You know, I don't go there for that. I never have.
Go where?
The internet.
Oh, that.
I never have.
No, I'm just, wouldn't we all, we'd all like, you know, some of us might like Batman, but we'd all like the other thing. Don't we all like the other thing? Who doesn't like a good one?
How do you mean?
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here.
How do you mean who doesn't like one? I mean, who doesn't like having one, or who doesn't looking at them?
No, I didn't mean it that way.
That's how it came out.
I mean having one.
That's how it come out.
Are they all fun to have? They are.
They're great.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great. I'm not. Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, you can call us at 800-636-1067. And D.C., call us at 202-432-1067 if you're lucky enough to be listening on WJFK-FM. Top flight.
Top notch.
That is A-OK.
That's a TNB.
Okay with me.
Top notch. You know what? God damn it. Let me open up. Here you go.
What do we got?
Well, no, I'm going to try to get the AOL.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
They're a content partner.
Why cancel? What is this content partner? Kiss me.
You having trouble with it?
Yeah, that's a shock.
It's
be careful. That computer moves pretty fast.
Here we go. Sign on. Give me a minute.
Okay. Sign on.
Now let's see.
Sign off.
Top notch.
If only it worked that well.
That is top notch.
Screen name.
Hey, look at that.
Screen name. Super DJ.
Top notch.
Thank you.
Password. I love Mike.
What? What are you doing?
I'm going into my AOL account.
Is that what your password is?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love Mike.
Now everybody knows it.
Okay, old man.
I thought that was everybody's password.
Hold on, let me see. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Here we go. Thank you. And there is the link. Look, this link has been disabled for your safety.
Yeah. You know why?
Oh.
I know why.
Why?
It's not dirty.
It's because that password was BS.
The one about I love Mike?
Yeah. That ain't your password, as Gallagher would say.
Hey, would you...
there you go again.
Now, would you give that address to Buzz?
Yeah.
And see if he can get it on his computer, and maybe Buzz can just read the context of that that Batman comic? God, that made me laugh so much.
I mean, there's a Mike in your password. I know what the password is. It's not I love Mike, though. It's Mike is great.
That's my PIN number.
Oh, okay. Mike is great.
Things on the home front. Oh, you know, it's still dicey at home, although things are better today.
Good.
I got home last night, and, you know, I was bummed out about Rudy, and Frida's bummed out about Rudy. Okay. And we just done the show and everything, and I walked in, and she said that she announced that she was done trying to be happy. Just not about this incident, just in general, in life.
Life.
I mean, it hit her like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So she's done trying to be happy. So then I thought, what the hell? It's at that point that I just left the room, went in the other room, and, you know, very subtly slammed the door behind me. And then we got up this morning, and, you know, we talk, and things are better a day later. You know, we just miss that little dog.
Not a good week.
No. However, the one good note from home is that the tanning bed from eBay arrived. She climbed in it yesterday.
Oh, good.
And immediately burned herself.
Really?
Yeah, like thought she was going to have to go to the hospital burned herself.
How long did she stay in there?
I don't know. An hour, 2 hours? No, I don't know. It came with some goo, and she was supposed to apply the goo.
And she didn't apply the goo?
She applied the goo, but apparently she didn't apply it liberally, that there were streaks And then when she got out of, like, I guess 10 or 15 minutes in the tanning bed, it looked like she was wearing a Martha Stewart jail costume.
Yeah, you know, I've done that stripes. Before. I don't remember what the, you're supposed to ramp up to it, to like 20 minutes. I've got those comic frames for you. Sure.
Oh, thank you. See, you don't have a filtered computer.
And not that you're, Batman obsessed, but there are exactly 8 frames in which the word boner is used at least once in each frame. The first one says, meanwhile, back in Gotham City, and we see the headlines of three different newspapers.
Can we have some of the Batman or Penguin music?
Mayor LaGuardia reads the funnies.
Hold on, it's too funny because the pictures, and it's circa 1954.
Right.
Batman
right.
and Robin against the Joker.
Right.
Hey, hold on, waiting on Rob here.
Okay.
It's Rob, it's big and pink.
The author of this webpage says having them mention boner once or twice is mildly funny, but the fact that they just kept saying it made me shoot Coca-Cola out my nose.
All right, let us have a buzz.
Meanwhile, back in Gotham City, 3 newspaper headlines. The Daily Blade says, wrong way, Batman. The News O Globe says, Joker's threat comes true, makes fool out of Batman. But the Gotham Gazette screams, Batman's greatest boner. In the second frame we have here, the Joker says, but how did you find my new hideout? I took such pains to conceal it. And Batman replies, you committed a boner, Joker. You were so busy forcing me into a boner, you forgot where you were committing one yourself. Later, in the next frame, and the radio reports, and the Joker's newest boner crime was foiled by the alert action of Batman and Robin. To which Joker says, bah, confound that Batman. It is well that I am ready to trick him into his boner. Then the tables will be turned. In the next frame, the next day, the mayor says, Batman, we've got to stop the Joker. These boner crimes are making us look bad, and I'm worried about the boner he's readying for you. To which Batman says, don't worry, Commissioner. Oh, it's the police commissioner, Gordon. I've always been able to outguess the Joker in the past. We'll catch up to him soon. Now, in the next frame, Robin says to Batman, what does he mean, Bruce? How can he force you into a boner? To which Bruce answers, I don't know, but whatever it isn't good, that's for sure. And later, Batman and Robin are in the library, and Batman says, there's only one thing to do. We've got to get the Joker before he can get to us. Let's continue our study of the great boners of all time and to try to guess the Joker's next move. The next to the last frame, meanwhile at the Joker's hideout. So, says the Joker, they laugh at my boner, will they? I'll show them. I'll show them how many boners the Joker can make. And he's again looking at the Gazette, which has the headline about Joker's boner. And in the final frame, Wuxtry. I guess that's extra, extra, read all about it from a newsboy who is holding up the latest issue of the Bulletin, and again, the headline, Joker pulls boner of the year.
They are off once again.
I love that, man.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger, ready to move out.
I remember when I was a kid, and I was born in 1958 before that comic came out, but I would buy the old ones when I was, 10, 11, like 1968. And I would read that, and I would not get that.
Right.
Well,
when you were a little kid.
Not old enough yet at 10.
It didn't mean that then.
You
had to get into your teens before that becomes a funny joke.
Buzz, would you give that website out?
It's www.superdickery.com /oneshot/6.html.
We'll have it on the...
Superdickery.com.
We'll have a link on our website. It's funny. It made me laugh out loud. I love Batman. I remember the episode.
And it was back in the day you said you didn't get it when you were reading it, and I'm wondering whether even adults, when that first came out...
I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
I don't think... otherwise, it wouldn't be in, like, 8 different frames.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be on the front page of the Gotham City newspaper.
I don't think you'd have it like that, and they didn't write it to be funny.
The Joker's got a big one. this comes to us from our network... Westwood One.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Specifically, Dennis... who actually does listen to the show sometimes, Dennis Green, who's starts with B, ends with R. We just were talking about it. That's what he's the president of, Westwood One.
Okay.
Of those things. Right. Anyway.
With an S?
Yes. That's right. He has sent this from Green Bay. Apparently, they're talking to other stations in Green Bay that are interested in picking up our show that was canceled.
Good.
They're changing the format of the station. So Dennis Green from Westwood One sent along this promo. It's funny when you hear it. This is what they're running instead of our show now on the station in Green Bay.
Ah, good.
I mean, this is not a joke, not a gag. This is just bad, small-time, creepy, awful radio. Listen to this. Yeah.
Let the madness reign.
We're down to 8 seconds. Mecco straight out, three ball. Gone, Dennis Mecco with four. Inbound pass to Gonzalez. Unbelievable. Mecco drains a three from straight out. Ties this at 57.
Your home for the 2005 WIAA State Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament is right here on 1440 WNFL.
And apparently that guy, that incredible talent doing that voiceover, that's the guy that made the decision about our show.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's... It sounds like that.
That's the
it
guy.
It really does.
That's
here
the
you
guy.
Go. All right. I'm going to make it special.
High school basketball.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you, Dennis, over at Westwood One. So if anybody out there listening, as Tom Gavin would say, if you get the word to people in Green Bay, we're working on it.
You know, they're really going to kill the station that's carrying the intramurals.
How are we supposed to take you seriously? With that mustache. With that Hitler... I now want to change from John Candy to Jackie Gleason.
Oh, like Reggie Van Gleason.
Yeah.
Hey, now I'm liking
Reginald Van Gleason.
That's right. Good booze.
Oliver Hardy comes to mind.
Hold on, did you hear that one buzzing? Yeah. Oliver Hardy, too.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, insert any name of fat comic here.
With a mustache.
Yes, we love our mustache.
Oh. Is it time?
Oh.
Michael?
Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Now, that wasn't anything special.
I just fooled you with that one.
You did.
That was just a trick shot.
Incredible.
It's like a three-point thing. It's like when the basketball player turns his back and goes right through you. That's amazing.
I have never felt more off balance.
Did it take you out of your jock strap?
Yeah, I left it back on the 50-yard line. And you are dancing in the end zone.
Right.
Could be another deke coming up. I better play.
Hey, what happened?
I better plant my feet.
You missed it. You missed it. I juked you.
I didn't miss it, though.
I juked you.
I didn't miss it.
What was it?
Hey, what happened?
Fred Willard.
Yeah.
From the fabulous movie
of
my...
Beware of the SB.
Now, see, I missed that because I was talking. Always
too
good
bad
advice.
For you.
Too bad
Play.
For me.
It's
very good advice.
Can we replay it?
Yeah. It's good advice.
Okay. Promise to listen? Mike?
What? Got you that time. All right. Go ahead.
Yes, you did.
Michael, beware of the SP.
Beware of the SP.
That's right. Come on. What planet are you from?
Oh, yes. I didn't get it until you gave me the come on. I thought it might actually be relating to the Groners, not relating to our private shows. Hey, and I usually am.
Good.
I'm very bewaring.
Yeah, it's good. A joke, Mike.
Beware.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I know. You do the test. Listen, I know you're listening to the beginning of the show here.
Are you telling me it was a joke?
What?
You were telling me it was a joke?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think you really need that cautionary note passed on you should beware of.
Oh, yes.
I think you already do try to go out of your way not to encounter that.
There was really no need to tell me that it was a joke, though. You see,
he wanted you to know he wasn't really worried about it.
I wasn't really concerned about that it was a joke.
No one's worried.
Now I'm very concerned that you had to tell me it was a joke. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I was making a joke by telling you that it was a joke.
Oh, okay, I understand. You know, and you know what I do know?
What's that?
No one knows what we're talking about. Just us?
Oh, I bet they do.
I hope so. I hope there's a small number.
See, then sometimes it'll just be dry. There'd just be nothing there. Just be that creepy
exciting music.
Pink Floyd music. You're listening to the show out there, and you're thinking, "Wow, these guys! Listen to these guys! Happy-go-lucky, got the world by the short hairs."
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I mean to tell you, and I did not witness it today, but I heard about it. A good old-fashioned tantrum had by Mike.
Well, give me credit. Who told you about it?
You did?
Thank you.
You did.
Okay. You don't set me up like that, you know? I mean, I'm a little wary about
okay,
this.
Okay, you did.
All right.
You did. Let's call in the plaintiff.
Hello?
Hey, come on in here, would you?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Entering the courtroom.
Just up.
Here comes the plaintiff. Beth Ann McBride. Known for her motto, heading to a point. In this corner, America's favorite funny man. Hello, Mike O'Mara. Hi there. It's the case of the catty DJ.
Oh, now, and incidentally, you know, just be, watch your turf there, Buster.
Well, you described, you know, okay, Beth Ann, right. See, I didn't see it. I'm only yes. going on what you told me.
No, I had a full-fledged tantrum, and I think it was the question we had in the office, Beth Ann. Was that the first real tantrum, or I thought I've had maybe one or two more in front of you. Is that the...
That's the first I'd ever witnessed. That was the first.
All right.
But he was, I mean,
who
I have pressed any charge.
Who told you about the other tantrums? Just out of curiosity. The
stuff of legend.
So I know who they are.
People.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And a screen from Westwood One.
All right, so what happened? Because I really don't know. I just know it involved food being spilled. And Mike throwing a telephone. That's all
no,
I know.
No, he hit the telephone off of the little stand it was on. He knocked
That's
it off.
That's not a stand.
It's a little table.
It's a table?
It's supposed to be a table.
What the hell is it? Well, if it's a table, why does it have a cushion on it? Why isn't that supposed to be like
new office was so small that was the closest thing I could find that looked like a table, but was actually a little stool. And Chandel Barton is the one that let us use it all this time.
She let us use her stool?
She missed it, yeah.
Chandel. Isn't it Chandel?
You
said Chandel.
Chandel. I'm upset. I'm in a courtroom.
Well, no, but you're not. It was because here's the question.
Mike's
I have.
Already said he's good. I mean, listen, I'm busting Mike's
chops. I'm guilty.
Mike is the one that said. Mike said you missed the. I had a tantrum.
I had
Beth
a tantrum. Ann. But my question would be: did you feel that the? I think the tantrum might have been there for your benefit, but it was certainly not directed at.
No,
you.
I never. I didn't think it was directed.
It was certainly
me.
Directed at the accommodation.
The shrimp.
I had some nice shrimp that I got
happened?
Today. And
you just tell us what happened.
Well, you know, the other day when we were in the office and I was having my salad,
yes,
and you walked by and I had the salad on my knee because I don't have a table, even a cocktail table or anything like that. In the old office, we used to have a little table where we put stuff in magazines,
right?
And it was a place where if I ever had stuff, I could put stuff on there. And now we don't have any stuff, so what I have was a salad. In one of those containers, balanced on my knee, because that's what I use for the table.
It was like from a takeout place, mm-hmm. and it was one of those things where the top folds over.
That's right,
egg.
And so the wing of it was actually jutting out.
Lopsided.
And it got knocked on the ground.
Actually, that was my fault, because I walked by.
But
I was leaving the desk, and I bumped into it. I said, oh, Christ, I'm sorry, Mike.
But really not. I mean, the whole thing. And the thing again today, I was balancing these little shrimps that I bought on my knee. These and they were garlic and herb shrimps too.
Ooh.
And you know that whole office smells like garlic right now.
It smells like Baruch's mother back there.
Could I have a cinnamon stick and a marble red?
She'd just be back there licking our couch right now.
But I officially lost it. I lost. Beth Ann was in there, and I guess I was like turning or something like or
what
getting.
What did he do? What did he do, Beth?
Well, how did it happen?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact. I know it was my fault.
Right.
For
no, no.
What did he do?
No. Well, I mean, he was talking to me about something, and he was enjoying his shrimp. And the next thing I know, it's the shrimp is flying everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all over him.
Spill.
It's on the couch.
It's this complete explosion of a spill where, and I've been spilling a lot of stuff lately. And this
you
is the this is like the last one.
Well,
the
Hitler shakes. You got the Hitler shakes.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
So what happened?
That hand's not steady.
Well,
but once
you know,
the food spills, then what happened?
Well, he starts GD, GD, GD. There's no GD room in here.
Well, I can duplicate. It was more or less like, God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. That's
effing
it.
Office, effing too small, effing office, effing no GD place to put my ass.
And
nowhere.
Right.
Little gross, disgusting
more.
DNA couch, effing 2 inches of space between my ass and the corner of the desk. Ah, GD. And then I look over at the phone.
Yeah.
And on the phone, all right? This is our. This is my
phone.
This is
my
table. Okay. This is my table. Uh-huh. Picture, if you will, a white with an aqua plastic cushion rounded top.
Yeah. A stool.
Stool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A stool that if a mouse sat on it, it would collapse.
Well.
And sitting on the stool is one phone with nary 1/8 of an inch to put. You couldn't put an effing paper clip on there. And I looked at the phone and I said, hey, there it is. There's that incredibly well laid out. And I took the phone and I flipped the phone up in the air and knocked over the stool. And I'm like, I have had it. Can we possibly get a functional space in here? I can't stand it. I feel like I'm a clerk in the unemployment office.
That's exactly what he said.
That's what I said.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you're not, but I'll clean that up.
Well, anyway, I got it off my chest.
It was okay. His shrimp went all over.
But the good news is you were planning to feng shui it anyway,
golden
right?
boy.
Right.
Oh, now, excuse me, the golden boy. It is not the golden boy. Did he put that up there? Yeah, okay.
The golden boy.
All right, here. Gleason. Otto Gleason. Otto Gleason. I hate that. You know, was I part of the, like, catalyst to move from upstairs
yes, sir.
To downstairs? And
yes, sir, you are.
And it's not
a golden boy. Shine again.
Okay. Yeah. I'm being a prima donna. I just, you know, I don't think I am. I really don't think I am.
You need a little table or two.
You know, if
a cube.
Or give me a cube out there to put my stuff.
A cube on the side of the couch.
But I don't want a cube.
And a cube to be in the office.
No, because I mean I don't want
to. No, I didn't mean a cubicle. I mean like a cube table next to the couch and in front of it.
You should have bought smaller shrimp. The shrimp are too big. You should have bought like 22 count.
No, they'd be smaller than that, Rob.
So on a
21 count are about that big.
On a 1 to 10 scale, how bad would Mike's tantrum have been?
A 10.
Oh, a 10.
Wow.
Well, then.
Wow.
He did good.
It was shrimp. He applauded you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. She's gone.
I got something for you.
Get on that office.
All right. Got something for you.
Come on, Michael. Let's see some of that high-energy dancing that you're known for.
Now, I used up all my energy in the office having my tantrum.
That's right.
We don't have room for a coffee table in there.
No, we don't. Well, if we move the...
I mean, if we move stuff around, we might.
If we move the desk, we do,
maybe.
Sure. Hello. But see, the problem is that the cable outlet is in one spot of the room.
I think I have faith in Beth Ann that she'll be able to figure it out and feng shui it where at least I'll have, you know, minimal space to just throw my stuff when I have stuff.
Gotcha.
And I have stuff there all the time. You know, I have stuff. There's always something there, whether it's something, you know, a newspaper, magazine, or some incredibly wonderful item of promotional value.
Let it be all.
That we all love. I forgot what the other day.
I know what it was. It was a
baseball
book. Okay, Mike gets this thing. I won't say who it's from, but it's from a fellow broadcaster.
Oh, no.
We don't know who it is, but we see in the envelope it's a station.
Ah.
And before Mike even opened it, I said...
This is really me. This is painting me as super brat.
No. For sure. No, I'm with you. Because I said before he opened it, I said... Why you bother opening it? It's gotta be garbage.
I love opening stuff.
I said, you're gonna be disappointed. It's gonna be garbage. Mike said, "Nah, you never know." He opened it up, like some book about baseball statistics.
Uh-huh.
He flicked it right across the room, right into the garbage.
Well, it was an easy throw too, because I mean the space between.
Oh, that's right. Because there's not much space between your couch and the
so little space.
But we're all guilty of it because this is the land of free stuff.
Yeah,
and most of it sucks.
Yeah,
and you like the notion. Getting it, and then you don't want it.
I hope we can fix the office.
You guys don't even know how I hoarded all the American Idol stuff the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, you know, yeah. I wanted to.
Well, I knew that.
Did you really know?
Well, I knew you had American Idol t-shirts. I saw them.
There's only one.
I saw them.
There's only one.
There's only one t-shirt?
There's only one t-shirt.
Oh, okay. What other stuff was there?
Well, there's the pen.
Oh, the American Idol pen?
The American Idol gold brick.
They're hot.
And there's the Lance Armstrong, like, blue rubber thing.
Is that on your desk?
Yeah.
I thought that was an American Idol rubber band.
No, that's an American Idol wrist bracelet.
Oh, okay. I don't think it would fit my bracelet.
I thought it was something
my
else.
Wrist.
So they were pretty stingy with the American Idol stuff.
Oh, no, Mike. I got a beautiful mouse pad.
Damn it.
I mean, that's one of the
days. I got to get in earlier.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the days when the junk came in, and I really said to Beth Ann, I want this junk. This is like, for me, this is good junk.
Mm-hmm. The thrill of the kill.
I like this. Yeah, I saw the only thing I saw was the T-shirt. Because you know, then I sat in my quarter inch of space in the
with your knees together,
with my knees trying to avoid the corner of Don's desk, so as not to get a contusion on my kneecap there.
Well, you know, I just want to say, in fairness to the room, I don't know why I'm arguing for the room here, the office, but
right.
Structure.
You could sit. You don't have to sit right next to it, but you have to sit right next to the desk if you want to eat, because you use that like as a balancing.
Yeah,
thing,
well,
right?
I use the corner of your desk as gotcha. And I don't need a desk, and I don't need a. I occasionally, once in a blue moon, need a phone. I really don't need any work space. I just want a place to put my stuff.
I think I got a solution.
Right. What?
At home, I have an unused, folding, nice TV tray.
Yeah. You're the second person that said TV tray.
I said earlier, they're selling sliding one on TV.
No, but this
thanks.
Is nice.
Great, thanks. Okay, both of you? There you go with the TV tray. There you go. TV trays.
See what happens when you try to help.
TV trays.
The deluxe TV.
You shave your mustache, you come in with a good idea. Get flipped off like you're Chris
Rock. TV trays.
Folding table.
Hello, right. Josh. This is the Don and Mike show. Josh.
Even the listeners are sick of the groaners. Hi, Mike.
That sounded exactly like him.
Get out of here. There's only one true.
Oh, my God.
One real guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a man. Oh. My man.
What the hell is that?
It's scary, though.
Hello? I thought that was like a reverb unit. Or
is that the scary music fading out? Oh.
Hello, Michael. This is Shahora Agdashlu. Kiss me on the mouth.
Shahora. Is that the real pronunciation of it?
Yes, it is.
Shahora.
Yes, it is.
Agdashlu.
From 24.
You know, it's a better pronunciation than we had the other day. Shahora Agdashlu.
Kiss me on the mouth.
Hello there. And then feed me a cinnamon stick.
Okay, here's Mark. Don and Mike show. Hello, Mark.
Pronto. Hey, I'm calling to thank you guys.
Why is that?
Well, because I live in San Francisco, home of the most retired radio station, KYCY.
Right, proud of that. You got what?
They're faced east to listen to KHDK, and because of them, I won the Monster.com giveaway once a month.
Does anybody get what this guy's saying? He's calling from our San Francisco area station, right?
Right.
And you won something?
From KHDK.
From the
Sacramento
station.
You've got a bad cell phone.
Okay, so you live in San Francisco, but you won something from the Sacramento station that carries our show?
Because we cannot listen to you until 8 o'clock at night on KYCY. Then it becomes all Don and Mike all the time.
What did you win?
I won the Monster.com laptop.
Wow, will you let your boyfriend use it?
No, he has to get his own.
Good. Well, congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you a CCH?
Negative.
Negative. Do you know what CCH means?
No.
Well, then how
card
can you
carrying
say no?
Homo?
I'm not a card carrying homo. They won't give me a card.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a good answer.
Later. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
They will.
Bye. See you later.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Daddy lives in San Francisco, where they run the show at 8 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
But he can listen to 12 noon live in Sacramento. He won a computer.
Did he say, like, they run us all the time after a certain hour?
No, I think he was saying that by combining his San Francisco listening
if
with
he
his
listens between
Sacramento.
Noon and 4 live and then listens to the replay at 8 o'clock in San Francisco, right. He can hear the show for 8 hours a day.
Super. Wonderful. Hard drive.
Go to the website. I bet he wants to go to that website to look about Batman.
Oh,
that was super. Look at Batman and the Joker on the front page of the Gotham City paper.
Very exciting. Talking about one thing and one thing only.
Look at that, and everybody's pulling them. Robin is, Commissioner Gordon, Batman, and the Joker said he's got the biggest ones.
We're talking about mistakes, otherwise referred to as boners.
So pause. Screw up.
My faux pas.
Faux pas. My bad. God. Yeah. One more person says that.
Oh, that's right.
And the kisses. And you like that? That was, Mike, that was much less Butterbean like.
That was much, that was like, that was spot on.
That was clean.
There you go.
See, that's why.
Damn, that, I'm really glad.
Well, that was a direct hit, that's why.
You're still sore from the other day, probably.
I'm still sore from hitting the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From hitting the tree.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, nice clap.
You did that on purpose.
I'll do it like I did the phone in the office.
Okay. Wow.
Hey.
Now, watch out. You might really bust that thing. Got some power there.
Power.
You got the power.
Power.
You've got unlimited power.
Yes, sir.
You're strong. Just like Jack Cassidy. Bisexual on fire with power. Listen, Columbo.
I'm the evil man. I'm going to sit in my armchair and have a cigarette with a cigarette holder.
Oh, my God. I'm on fire. Thank God I'm not carrying my CCH, my card-carrying homo club card thing.
I don't have my card thing. I'm Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy. I'm bisexual.
Yes, sir. Look at these wonderful choppers. Yes, sir. My ascot is En Fuego. It's En Fuego.
Locking me in this room, setting me on fire. That was your boner, Columbo.
One of the greatest boners of all time, Columbo.
We'll be back, everybody. We'll be bowed in fire.
Jack Cassidy.
There, oh, there. Now, thanks for the
great exit. This is the Don and Mike Show.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
The Don and Mike Show.
Chief O'Hara and I will stay by the Batphone.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
Yes, we did. So did you, you wouldn't have seen this. You're not like me. You don't read junk like I read. I mean, you read stuff. No, you wouldn't have read this. Are you familiar?
Had a whole conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
I was looking at Mike. Are you done? Or what, with the,
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out if you would actually... Harold Melvin of the Blue Notes.
No matter how distracted... Yeah. No matter how much you might distract yourself...
I hit that vocal.
Yeah. You'd always hit that.
I know you didn't know about this. Nobody would but me. It's a great list. There's a guy who plays for the New England Patriots. Last name is Gay. I think it's Randall Gay.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. There's also a guy who plays for the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Jew.
Okay.
J-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a fan of either of these players and you go to the NFL shop to buy their jersey,
mm-hmm.
you can't. The NFL will not sell a jersey that says Gay on it. Even though the guy's name is Gay.
And I could see that if you were asking to put it on another number. So, you know what? I can't see any way that would be wrong.
Well, it is, Mike, and...
The NFL, once again, tightly controlling everything?
Wait a minute. You know, I love a good list.
Right.
So, I got some people at the NFL, and I got some people at Reebok, and really I have... And we will print the entire list on our website.
Wow. Are these banned jerseys?
Banned words. Now, of course, players cannot put these on their jerseys, but if you're a fan and you wanted to go, you know how you see guys and they have like a Kansas City jersey number one and on the back it says like world's biggest fan or whatever where the guy's name would be?
Right. I have a question about the jerseys that you're talking about. The players obviously can wear their jerseys on the field, right? Gay. Can have his name on the back?
Yes, because he's gay.
So game worn, I would imagine, would be a lot more valuable then.
Yes.
You know, if you get that like on eBay or something.
Right. So, here are, first off, if you want numbers, you cannot order a jersey that says number 420.
Oh, come on.
Even though, you know, no one wears jersey numbers in three digits.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Also, you cannot order jersey number 666.
Mark of the Devil.
You cannot order 2-on-1. You can't have that as the name on the back of the jersey. Number two, on one.
They'll want that anyway.
Just wait.
Right.
This is a list beyond lists.
It's pretty interesting. Somebody was putting their mind into this.
This is your NFL at work.
Yes.
You cannot order a jersey that says third eye, third leg, third red eye, threesome, 420. Again, number four, letter 20. Word 20.
I'll never have a jersey then.
You cannot have, it says 6060 and then the word 9. So you can't have 69.
Wow.
You can't order A period, S period, S period. You can't order ass. You can't order anal.
What am I going to do now?
Like a, hold on.
My Christmas shopping
hold
is
on.
Blown.
Uh-huh. You can't get ass, and all of these words have ass before them.
All right.
Okay, so I'm just going to go through the list.
Right.
They all have ass before them. Bagger, blaster, clown, cowboy, F.
Father? No.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hole, jockey, kiss. Get an ass kiss. Kisser, clown, with a K and a C. Lick.
Oh.
Lover. Man. Monkey. Munch. Now, who would want a jersey that's an ass munch on the back of it?
Just walk down the hallway here at the radio station.
Right.
Packer. Pirate. Puppies. Ranger. Whore. Wipe. Bagger. Blaster. Clown with a C. Cowboy. Hold on. Jockey. Oh. Yeah. Puppies?
You said puppies before.
Okay, then that's all. That's all with ass.
Yeah. Then, are you aware of any like enormous market for these jerseys that?
No.
Have I mean, I've not seen a tremendous amount of jerseys with. It just seems to me that the. It's almost like he doth protest too much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like the craziest ones I've seen are where someone will put their own name on the back of the jersey, or they'll have like. Biggest fan or 12th man is a big one.
Okay.
I don't know who they won't. If you go to Reebok and they make the jerseys for the NFL, the replicas and the real ones,
right.
And you want it on the back, athlete's foot, and that's banned.
Wow.
Like if you like, imagine you had.
Can you just go to a local embroidery place and get it done anyway?
Not really. I mean, it would look right, Mike. You know, I'm into that whole jersey thing.
Right.
Then how about axing the weasel?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'd like to know the guy that put this list together.
This is the NFL, the National Football League.
Yes, it's Paul Tagliabue.
Also, you have backdoor man, backseat. Now, you can't get a jersey made that says backseat. Like, have number one with your teammate, where the name goes, says backseat.
This list was compiled by Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like 1,100 words on it.
Absolutely.
A little uptight. You may not ask the weasel.
All right, now all of these words have
making the beast
have bad in front of them. Oh, badass! You couldn't have a jersey said badass.
I've seen a jersey with that on it.
Then F, then F, then you have this.
Are you self-editing right now?
So many you can't do.
Yeah, lots in with the first word ball.
Okay.
Lots of things
that you could do.
Right.
Then you can't have banging. You couldn't have barely legal. Now, here's one. You couldn't get barf. Now, what's wrong
with
that?
What if that's a legitimate name? Mr. and Mrs. Barf.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, you could take it to court.
Oh, no, you can't.
That's a ticket to suicide. If your name is Barf.
I'm sure there's some of you have a barf out there.
If your last name is Barf, I mean, God.
Mr. Barf.
And your barf.
You know what he calls his wife?
What?
The old bag.
Mike, you can't get barf bag. You can't get barf face. You can't get bastard.
Barf face sounds very third grade. You know, get away, barf face.
You can't get bazongas, bazooms, bestiality. Lots involving the word beat.
Why are you crying, little Johnny? Because I couldn't get bestiality on my jersey.
You can't get bisexual.
And now that's where I draw the line, and I'm sure Buzz does too.
Biatch, right? B-I-A-T-C-H.
Huh.
Big ass, big bitch, big bus, big bastard.
How about,
big ass, I'm sorry, big butt.
How about calendar?
I'm not to the seas yet, Mike.
Probably.
Although,
probably
just let me take a look ahead and see if the mother of all C words is there.
Well, they'd have to include
C-U.
That.
C-U. Yep, sure is. Yeah. Right there, look at that.
Can't get that. Kind of stands out, doesn't it?
How about that?
You didn't have any trouble seeing that on the page.
No, I didn't. That's like an eye chart. Find that word. Bingo! Got it. Like, you give me a reflex on that, on finding that mm-hmm. word, I've got, like, Superman eyes.
What if it's a proper name?
Okay, then you also have, you can't get, I could just read these to you all day. Bitchin', bite me, blackout. Now, why could you have blackout?
I don't know.
You can have BJ, as we were talking about with Batman. Boner. Bong, boobs, booty. Boobies, breast job, breast lover, breast man, bull crap, bull dyke, bull s,
Durham,
bumble f, bum f, bung h,
so many.
Butch babes, butch dyke,
somebody get right on that, get that right on that, Perkins,
get it on the list,
butt man, butt plug, butt stain. butt head.
Do you mind skipping? Can you skip ahead to the S's just because you said butt stain? How about stain?
Hold on. Okay.
Just stain.
Let me just go to the S.
Simply stain. Because I like that. That's a New England one a little bit.
Wow.
We used to call people stain.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Can you get stain? Or is it on the banned list?
Hey, Golden Boy.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
It's S-T-A-I-N, and I don't see it because you've got, you go right from stag to strap on, to stringer, strip club, stroke, stupid. So you're safe.
Stain.
You're safe.
I'm going to get one.
Beautiful.
Oh, and my gosh. Then you get to the letter C. You can't get a jersey that says camel toe, carpet muncher, cherry, chick slick, clam digger.
They're sitting in a room in the NFL offices.
Yes, they
don't
are.
Don't say clam digger.
Clam digger will not be on one of our NFL licensed jerseys.
A lot of blocking. You block something with a word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lots of that.
Blocker.
There, right. As a matter of fact, that word, that
blocker,
that word, that vile, ugly word.
Yes.
That you were screaming at the top of your lungs.
when I
so was Rob before the show today.
Right.
You know, it starts with C, it's a guy's word.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's the first word. Listen to all these you can't have with that.
Right.
Blocker, cowboy, fight, knob, liquor, lover, knob, queen, rider. Remember, tail.
That's, yeah.
Tease.
Cowboy.
Now, you can't have cocky.
That's odd.
Now, that would be one for Deion Sanders.
Pretty
for
prime time,
and
yes.
Once again, what if it's the proper name?
Wow.
And then they have crack pipe and crack whore, as they do many of these words, separate, as if crack was the first name and pipe was the last name. Then, just so not to fool their system, they put it all together as one big word.
Right. Why do I think the FCC is going to get hold of this list and you know, when they finally do put out the handbook,
mm-hmm.
this will be in it. Oh, yeah.
You can't get creamy. You can't have you couldn't buy a jersey and put the word creamy on the back of it.
Wow.
What if you're a fan of those stupid soups that Donovan McNabb's mom does?
Yeah, the creamy clam chowder.
Mm. You can't get crotch. Crotch jockey, crotch monkey, crotch rot. And then there's...
Not on my jerseys.
There's a bunch of just awful ones that I can't even get into because now we're getting down to the, you know, the mother of C's. So let's go to D. And this, I believe, is the first just actual name that they've got. Dahmer, as in Jeffrey Dahmer.
They don't want that there.
Right. Now, what if your name, what if you happen to be born with the name Dahmer? There has to be some out there.
I have a question. Can Andy Dick get a jersey?
Hold on, Mike.
Probably not. People who have some of these as actual last names have tried to get the jerseys and have been told we just don't do it.
Right. Yeah. See, on this official NFL list, they don't have that. But they do have using that as the first word.
Uh-huh.
Brain, fart, four brains, head, liquor, wad, weed, brain, four brains, head, less.
Less.
Well, well, here's Ryan with the name that he did get on his jersey. Ryan.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, what name did you get on your jersey?
3 years ago. I think it's 3 or 4 years ago before Reebok signed with the NFL. I got chode on my Packers jersey.
Okay. Congratulations on that.
Lucky
Thank
man.
You. You're very fortunate.
Hello, Mike. Mike, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing? I would tell you, my name is Michael Barfin, B-A-R-F-I-N.
Uh-huh.
In high school basketball, they wouldn't tell me my name, M. Barfin. I had to be Michael B.
Really? They wouldn't put it on there?
Yeah, for real.
Oh. Your name is spelled B-A-R-F-I-N?
That's right.
Barfin.
That would only be a problem if you put a quotation mark or a press.
All right, guys. See you later.
But the guy who got chode on his jersey, isn't it great when the little guy beats the system?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Hey, is Nacho on there?
Hold on,
Mike. Just out of
probably not. Hold on. Boy, oh, my God. I'm looking at the F page.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Does. We got to devote another break to this. I don't care.
What's the word you wanted again?
Nacho.
Nacho. Okay, nasty slut. That would be above that.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Mike, you're safe because it goes right from mother, father,
right
to the ends. Naked, nasty bitch.
I'm set.
Yeah.
Nasty hoe.
Uh-huh.
Get your Cardinals jersey with the word nacho on it.
Nasty
nacho.
Slut, nasty whore, nasty bitch. Neon Dion.
You can't get that?
N-E-O-N.
No.
I bet that's a trademark.
D-E-O-N.
Yeah.
I bet that is a trademark Bam. Issue. Because you know what else you can't
get? Why are they addressing trademark issues in this land of filth?
Don't ask questions. We're the National Football League.
Sorry, sir.
And then you've just got a mile of...
Hey,
watch it. Okay.
No way.
I'm working. I'm working in the ends now. There's a lot. Yeah.
In the F's too.
Well,
can you get Tagliabue?
Hold on a second. Okay, I'll go to F. Give me a second. Everybody's calling about this. But you got to be careful now, guys, because we're doing this FCC thing here. Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin Chode.
Ron and Mike.
Yeah.
First time, long time. Go back to the A shirt. You forgot the most important one. Put it together. A play.
I think play was on there, wasn't it?
S play. Maybe it was.
I think he had it.
I did.
Get out.
Very
of
much
here.
On his mind.
Let's see.
I go back.
Hello, Cindy. This is the Don and Mike Show. Cindy.
Yes, it's Tata's on there. It's in Bodacious Tata's.
Tata's. You know, let me look there.
Let me go to the TV. Yeah. Anything you want to put on your jersey is okay with me.
However, dig this. I'm looking now, of course, with the word that we can't say, you know, right. the T word.
Right.
There's a million of them.
Sure.
Right. The people like doing a lot to that word.
It's a fun word.
Sure.
Well, I just think of an officer and a gentleman, and I mean, it was just a big thing.
Tata's is not, here's
not
the,
her, is it?
Here is the first,
I don't think
here is the first T. Tampon.
I want that on my jersey. You can't get
also,
it.
Also, thank you for the call. Also,
put it on a white cotton jersey.
Also, you can't get the word Tang.
Was Tata on there?
No. Huh. No, Tata, first.
Who doesn't like Tang?
The first T is Tampon.
She thinks that I'm a tang.
Okay, how about...
I can't take your jersey to the moon, then.
Let's go to the... Oh, hey, Rob KKK can't have it.
can't have it.
Sorry about that. Let's go to the F's, okay?
Please.
Oh, hold on a second. He hate me. That's on the list.
Didn't the guy in the arena, the
XFL.
XFL.
The XFL. He hate me.
He was famous.
Maybe that's trademark.
Hey, the GD ones are funny. The GD ones are great.
Nazi is not on the list.
Goddamn MF.
I know it.
God damn it. Goddamn, goddamned. God man it. You can't get that.
Boy, they put a tremendous amount of effort into
God
this.
Goddamn, yes. Goddamned, goddams, goddamn it. God damn it, mother. Then you go to gonorrhea.
Well,
Gonzaga.
You'd run out of space on the jersey anyway. After
all right,
all
hold
that.
On. I was going to go to F.
No gonorrhea, though?
F. Hold on, gonorrhea. Gonorrhea's on the list, Rob.
That's my gonorrhea.
Just clap.
I'm sorry, I'm feeling necessary to ask.
Clap.
I just have it on my jersey so you'll applaud me when I'm on the field.
Mike, you and your clap are safe.
You know, so far, I'm 3 for 3.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
I got Nacho, clap, and stain.
You'd really want it to be the clap, wouldn't you?
Okay, then.
It's my band's name.
Let's go to OF. The F word. How many different... What's the very first F word they have? Okay, it goes from excrement. That's the last letter under the letter E. Because it's, you know, E-X alphabetically.
Right. Get that on a Browns jersey.
The first F that's not approved. Uh-huh. It's a statement. F Toyota. And it doesn't have the word F, like
the
fire
letter,
truck. It
just
says
letter.
F Toyota.
Wow.
Like, who, get that. Who's got a problem with Toyota? They want to put it on the back of a football shirt.
They've had some requests.
Might be a sponsor.
Right, are they an NFL sponsor? You watch all the games.
Toyota? Yeah, I think they are.
Well, of course we won't allow that.
This is fine to buy a Tacoma.
It's just NFL.
It's protected.
How about, you know what? I'm looking here. Oh, they got it. I was going to say, fart's not on the list, but there it is. Fart's right between Fanny and fat ass.
Usually is.
Fart. All right. Got a break.
Yeah, I got to get going. I got to go to the Barfin family reunion.
be right back. Oh, that's too bad. That prospect out of USC, Johnny Foreskin, will not be able to compete in the NFL.
Not on my jersey.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips. Joe.
Some dip, man.
Some beef jerky, some peanut butter.
Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers.
Joe.
Graham crackers with the marshmallows, the little marshmallows, and little chocolate.
Joe.
We'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, y'all.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries, pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, whole lot of water.
Joe.
And onions.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. All right. Here we go, everybody. Wilson. Wilson, pick it. Don't pick it. You'll just scab. And you'll eat it.
Pick it and eat it.
I used to eat my scabs.
I think we all have.
Sure. Hello. But your herpetic scabs?
Never.
Hello?
Did you eat yours?
Before the show today.
Got a mic.
Right before you had your shrimp.
Hey!
Everybody asks me about the diet. My incredible diet. Yeah. It's I eat my herpetic scabs.
Amazing. It's the scab diet.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Emerson Boozer?
You know, Emerson Boozer was a great player for the New York Jets, I believe, right?
Right.
Yeah, Emerson Boozer. Is that, did I mention that? Is that on the list?
I don't know. You didn't mention it. Boozer brand.
Hold on a second.
You went through the B's, I think.
Boozer, I think, might be.
You're safe.
Yeah.
It's all right.
The great Emerson
Boozer. Add that to
Boozer.
Nacho, Stain.
Hold on, and here's a bulletin about gay. Hello, Joel. Gay Joel.
Don, no. I'm not gay Joel, but I Googled Joel. I see that
Google Joel. Hey.
Google Joel. I see that they are allowing gay now to be put on the jerseys, and it sure was good to hear your voice on the radio.
What?
On the telephone.
What?
I said it's good to hear your voice on the telephone.
Oh, shut up! Listen to this, please. Hey, Michael.
Where is he?
Congratulations, Michael O'Mara.
Yeah.
You win.
All right.
There will be no groaners today.
That's BS.
Absolutely not one single groaner.
BS.
And I'm not kidding you this time.
Yes, you are.
Your wish has come true. I repeat, Michael O'Mara doesn't get any groaners today. Or does he?
Oh,
no, I don't think he does.
Ah.
It's like a Rudy tape. It's like a contradictory statement.
Michael.
What?
Good things happen when you're at O'Mara's.
Hey! All right.
Now you're buying into it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I am now.
Now you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Now I'm glad. Let me hear that one again.
Let's see. This list of the NFL banned words, we're going to have it on our website, dynamikewebsite.com, because we could really spend, just look at the F section yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Everything from flatulence to fist, flogging the dolphin, lots of, you can't get foot action,
huh.
Can't get foot liquor, foot star, foreskin, fornicate, 420, there it is again, you're talking about S-O-F-O-U-R,
no, in
20.
8 minutes past 420 right now.
And then here are all of the words that follow the F-bomb.
Okay.
That they will not allow on an NFL journey.
You'll have to use your imagination as you read these.
Well, again, now, you cannot get the F-bomb.
No.
So it would be...
Or any kind of, you know, contraction or anything.
So the first word is the F-word, right? So it's bag, buddy, face.
Buddy?
Feast. freak. friend. Head. Her. It. Knob. Me. That should have a question mark, incidentally. I really like it, but if it's me.
But it can be also used as a punctuation.
A come on line. Yeah.
Well, no, or actually a statement of, you know, like if you slam your hand in the car door.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. In fact, that to me is the real proper usage of it.
Okay, let's get back to it, because we have after the F-bomb, then you have me hard, monkey, off, pig. Them, I like that one.
Just referring to everything?
Yeah. Whore. You.
Right, there's the classic, right.
A bull.
Hey!
Bag.
Hey, there goes the F bag.
And I'd like you to meet my bag. then you have... ED after it, then ED up, then you have ER, then you have ERS, then you have face.
You know, it's amazing they have to, like, delineate their face.
And then it's IN.
Mm-hmm.
Then this same word, IN, space A.
Okay.
So you can do A. Then effing nuts, right, effing right, you can't get that.
Oh, now we're in the N.
And
I am.
Hold on, no. Now we're back to
just a single word.
Now we're to the ing.
Okay,
F word ing.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. Nuts. Right. F and right. And then we go back to just single F words.
I have a question.
Yes.
And I've been lucky so far in this game.
Yeah.
Is stick on there?
Hold on a second.
I don't know. Because the way the NFL is spelling it all out, if it's not on there, I can get the jersey.
It's not, Mike.
And you mentioned her and it, but not him, I noticed.
Okay, everybody's got their jerseys.
Incidentally, Stick.
Yeah.
The name of every member of my high school hockey team at one time or another.
Really?
And then you get to...
And Uncle Billy.
Then you get to getting...
Uncle Billy! Who, and when you look that word up in the dictionary, they use Uncle Billy's picture.
From It's a Wonderful Life.
F-stick.
My father yells it every year at Christmas.
Gang bang, gang banger, gay ass, gay pride. You can't get gay pride.
No.
Tell me about it.
You can't get gay pride.
Glazed donut. You can't get glazed donut.
Oh, now wait a minute.
Why?
I don't know. You can't get go to hell. You can't get God. Then I went through all the goddamn.
Right.
And there's all the ones that involve the word hand and head and hell. Oh, here we go. Hell. Hell no. Hell yes. Hell yes. Hershey Highway. Ho. Honkers. Honey. Hooker. Hookers. Hooters. Whore. H-O-R-E. That's like for retards.
Yeah,
you're a whore, H-O-R-E.
Yeah. Horny. This list sounds like it was put together by like 70-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Horse. Yeah. Horse ass.
Horse ass.
Host job. Hoser. Hostage. Hot damn. Hot
P.
You know, my question would be...
P-word.
Was this list put together post-Janet Jackson? Because this list strikes me as a panicking front office.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Especially any word that goes with bag.
Hot to try. Hussy, hustler, I love beer.
You can't put a Bob Goldthwait movie on a jersey?
Nope. You can't put idiot. You couldn't put idiot on the back of a jersey.
Yeah, you had stupid earlier. Could you put Shakes the Clown on the back?
How about this one?
What about in the bee?
Michael Mara said that. And Buzz is right there with it. Yeah. When I had to hit the delay.
That had to happen.
Because that one came right before Jackass. Then you have Jap.
You can't put that on there?
No, you can't.
Rightly so. Not even on a Cowboys jersey?
You can't put Jap crap. You can't put Jesus Christ. You can't put
bag,
jugs, Kmart, kill,
stick.
Killer, killing, kiss ass, KKK, Kotex, kumquat,
the NFL,
KY jelly.
Oh. Where's my lactate jacket?
You can't have one that says lesbi friends.
That's a handshake.
Lezo. Live sex. Loaded gun. Lolita.
Have you ever heard anybody use lezo?
Love bone. Love goo. Love gun. Love juice. Love. Oh, God, there's a lot of love.
Sounds like you're reading your Kiss albums.
How about this one? Lucky camel toe.
Ah.
Can't get that one.
Wow.
Your old DJ name?
Man hater. Now, why couldn't some broad get man-hater on the back of her jersey? Man-paste. Mary Jane. Master... You can't get Master Blaster. You can't get Mattress Princess.
How about steroid?
Hold on.
I'll bet it's okay. He's looking, but I'll bet it's okay.
Steroid, S-T-E-R. Mike, again, you're okay.
It's near fantastic.
It's near sick.
Okay. And stained.
But I'll tell you what, in the S's.
You're going to have to build another closet.
Boy, there's so much that happens with... Listen, okay, here's all the words after sex.
Tight and stained.
Sex. After sex.
Okay.
Farm. So sex farm? Sex farm.
Okay.
Sex farm. That's so... Sex toy, sex whore.
They're out of their minds.
Sex mob. Shag. Sex mob.
Sex mama.
Now. Quickie. The first one under R is Rudy Carruth. That guy from Carolina who got to kill his wife. And right after that is rape.
Wow.
And right after that is rapist. And right after that is rear end. And right after that is rear entry. And now this is beginning to sound like a weird erotic play.
This is very strange stuff.
You know, if you could get...
Red light, reefer, retard, retarded, ribbed, roach, S&M.
Can you get therapist?
Or while you're on the T's, can you get tarred?
All right, hold on. Let me look, guys.
Because if you can get therapist, it could also be read as the rapist.
Mm-hmm. You want us to know.
Therapist is okay.
Done. I got my jersey.
Sure. Let me see. You got third eye, third leg.
In my case, that was pretty accurate, Rob.
Oh, you wouldn't believe all the ones that have suck.
Stick.
And tongue. Toilets.
Damn that Uncle Billy. Makes me mad all over again.
Tramp.
Trisexual, Trojan,
stranger. You know, they ruled out both tramp and hobo.
Go to our website, and we'll have the whole list up there. It's crazy. NFL banned words for jerseys. 1,121 words are on this incredible freaking list.
Now, that would take an awful long time to go through all that. I would urge everybody to maybe visit a couple of times, spend a little time on the list, and then go to the store.
Yeah, take a break. Go to the store.
Buy yourself a fine souvenir in the Don and Mike website store.
Is there anything that you can't get embroidered on a Don and Mike shirt?
We have nothing.
No restrictions.
Nothing from bag to stick.
That's right. Right on the front.
What if QRSTU...
Stick.
Now, I don't have QRSTU... I don't have V, W, X, Y, or Z, so I don't... Oh,
1121, yeah.
Yes, as it should be.
Now, some reporters went to the NFL's online store and just did some experimenting to see what words they could get away with, because you enter in a box what it is you want on your jersey. And they found out that, although, as Don mentioned earlier, you cannot get KKK, you can get Hitler, Al-Qaeda, and Bin Laden. No problem.
Oh, God. Well, here's the deal. They let a few things through the cracks.
And none of them,
so to speak. Yeah.
None of them are currently playing.
You can't get Dyke, D-I-K-E, but you can get it, D-Y-K-E.
Ah, like Van.
Right.
Jerry.
Dick. Wouldn't it be great? They have S for brains. S happens. Wouldn't that be great? S out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Great on the back of a jersey. Now, Don, I know you think it's not authentic, but don't you think you could roll over to any decent embroidery place? You know?
Wouldn't look the same, Mike. Wouldn't look the same if I wanted to get my...
It's not official.
I wanted to get my jersey that said, slide it in.
What if you got that, you had an extra letter put on the beginning and the end, and then removed them?
And gosh, strap on.
So you mean a totally nonsensical word?
Yes.
And then you just remove the words,
exactly.
The letters?
With a seam ripper.
That is
the seam ripper.
That's Rob's days working in the garment district.
That's right.
When Rob was a seam ripper.
15 cents an hour, but I learned to think.
Where's little Robbie, the seam ripper?
Drag queen.
My fingers would dance over
drunken,
the
dumbass. Dumb, no. Evil is not allowed.
Hmm. No, we don't want it. Well, you know what? You know what seems to be a recurring theme?
What?
The satanic element.
Yeah, anyway,
Satan, evil.
Children love Satan. Don't put it on a jersey.
Listen, I don't want evil on a jersey.
That's great. I love it. Tom, Don and Mike
Sticks
show.
Dick's okay.
Tom. Tom.
Bang.
What, yeah. Tom?
Hey, guys, I was thinking about a Hall of Famer that might be out of luck either way. Dick Butkus.
No, because he didn't spell it like B-U-T-T-K-I-S-S.
No, the NFL.
Oh, well.
The NFL made him change it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Thanks very much.
It almost sounded like that scene with the David Spade movie when he's talking about the fireworks.
Hello.
Yeah.
Jeff. Packer Jelly Rolls.
Oh, that's Joe Dirt.
Yep.
Jeff.
Who's Kadoos? Who's Kadoons?
Jeff. Radio Deities. Radio Deities.
Hi there.
I'm assuming that there won't be any problems with corn.
No, listen.
People with the last names Davis and Gerard, I'm assuming they're in the clear, too.
Davis and Gerard, I don't get... What comedy stylings are you presenting today?
Well, what I'm getting at is Mark Davis, Cutback Bob Davis. Jungle Death Gerard.
Oh, those guys are fags!
Davis or Gerard.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get off the telephone. Fat guys, you'll want to stay tuned. We've got so much to give away today. We've got the Hooters Air Flyaways, and they're sending you to Myrtle Beach, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Pittsburgh, Denver, Cash, and also Hard Rock. Rock Hard prize pack. All right. That's, what is this? Oh, you go see Motley Crue Sunday night at 7:30.
Wake up!
At the Hard Rock Cafe before the MCI Center, full menu, full bar. That's a good date.
That is.
You go down to MCI, you have a full bar. Get what I'm saying? Full bar, meaning all drinks, bar.
Drinks.
You get to drink all night.
You're going to need a lot of drinks.
Get to drink, watch Motley Crue, full bar.
Imagine
that.
Bye.
Hold on. No, of course you can't have that on a jersey. Idiot, don't put that on the screen. Hey, stupid.
Who, me?
Yeah, bye. Get out of here. You can't say it on the radio. You can't put it on a jersey.
And guess what? That means we'll never know what it is.
He wanted to know about eating something.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Eating something I don't think it's made for eating.
Oh, it's like telepathy. Was it ESP? Yeah, don't do that. That'll give you the collywobbles.
That will.
Mike?
Yes.
Hold on. Rob, first I have to start with Rob. You're just too crazy. Okay, he sends me emails that crack me up, like that Batman thing with the Joker.
Right, right.
Rob found that and sent that to me, with a note. This will make you laugh because I'm sad about Rudy.
Right.
So he sends me an email today, something I thought you might be able to use. So I click it open. It's not a joke. It's Ten Commandments.
always good advice.
So I call him up and I say, what's up with this?
Look at him. Look at his beard.
I call him up and I say, why did you send me the Ten Commandments?
I just thought you could use them.
And
I mean, everyone tries to live by them.
And sure. I said that I would try today for you to live up to 3 of the 10.
For example, shoot me number 8.
Number 8, do not steal.
See? That's good. Try that.
I already have.
Oh, well, then you're down to 9.
What, like I'm the only guy that takes home paper?
No, I'm not saying that.
Today. You weren't just talking about today. You meant in life in general.
The thing you said was you try to get at least 3 today.
Right.
So you're okay on the ceiling one today, aren't you?
They're already in my car.
Okay.
You've got 10 left. How about six?
Number 6. Do not commit murder.
So far,
you're safe.
That's good.
I'm safe.
So far.
But I did, listen, I steal paper from my computer, and I want to tell you something, everybody in this building does, it's the only perk that you get for working here, is that you get to leave every day with a big thing of paper for the computer.
You do?
The glamorous life here.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I'll be jumping on that bandwagon.
Well, what you got to do, Mike, is not leave at 6:54. What you got to do is hang around for a couple of seconds, and that's when Buzz and I always go.
Yeah.
Raid the office
help
supply.
Help get this into the car.
No, all the paper in the forest isn't worth that.
What, getting down into your car before the end of the show?
Missing your own goodbye?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now you've tipped it off.
Hello there.
I say goodbye to myself every night.
And run!
Don and Mike, hello.
Run, Stick.
Hey, can I go on air, Mike?
What?
Can I get on the air with Don and Mike?
No. I'm sorry. Too stupid. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was polite.
Hello.
That's stupid.
Don and Mike.
No, I'm sorry. This is the Bob and Fred show. Can we help you?
How about gentleman's relish?
How about God comes down and pounds your head into the ground with his big, meaty fist? Eat my scab. Eat my herpetic scab.
And despite everything you said, you didn't break a single commandment.
That's right.
I didn't. How about that?
I should inform all the callers that you're in mourning, and they've got to be smarter when they call.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
No patience.
For goodness sakes. All of you ass clowns.
Now, see, I think that's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh,
ass clown!
That's a good one. And you know, the NFL has it as 2 words, and then in case you try to fool them, smoosh them all together, make it 1 word. Gotcha. All right, keep smooshing.
Mr. Ronald S. Clown.
Okay, before we get to the fat guys, God, I got so much I wanted to get to today. This is probably the most important thing to tell you. It's about Michael Jackson. And one of the barge...
El DeBarge.
Who's Johnny?
Right.
Who's Johnny? Mm-hmm. The DeBarge family.
Singer.
Rhythm of the Night. Yeah. One of them was married to Janet Jackson.
Huh.
Guy name is James DeBarge. Okay. He has not been called as a witness yet in the Michael Jackson trial. However, he is ready to testify. And here's what he's ready to say. When he was married to Janet Jackson in 1985, when he was living with them, he walked into the room and Michael Jackson was changing Bubbles the chimp's diapers and got carried away.
Oh.
And the monkey enjoyed himself. As Martha Stewart Martha Stewart is enjoying an early release, and so did the monkey.
Was Michael assisting?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, it makes him giggle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, man.
During the alleged incident, Bubbles, who at the time was just a baby chimp, had a smile on his face. Michael would call the trainer and have him bring Bubbles over to spend the night once in a while. Mm. Now, here's the real good story. Not just the fact that this guy who was married to Janet Jackson saw Michael Jackson with the monkey. Michael Jackson's dad, Joe Jackson. This is where the story gets Elvis-like.
But it makes sense, though, because of the name.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
Jackson.
Hold on. Joe Jackson shot the monkey.
Really?
Killed the monkey. After he caught him in bed with Michael Jackson.
Oh my God.
And this guy, James DeBarge, is going to, if asked to, is going to testify to all of this in court.
They kept it out of the press. You never heard that the father shot
the monkey.
Wondered what happened to
them. The father shot the monkey because Michael Jackson was playing with the monkey, and Michael Jackson was only playing with the monkey, and his dad only knew because the guy, Chris DeBarge, told Michael Jackson's dad, hey,
So DeBarge told him about that.
And then the dad said, Joe Jackson said, I don't believe it, and he said any night go into the monkey's room, and the dad walked in and saw it and then went downstairs, got a gun, and there goes Bubbles.
Wow.
How about that?
That's heavy duty.
That great?
Why did you have to shoot it? Why did you have to shoot Bubbles?
My God, Michael, what am you doing?
I was just giving him pleasure.
Monkey had a Coca-Cola can with wine in it.
I'll pray your majesty is not around to see this. God. Okay, fat guys.
Wow.
Fat guys, here we go. Let's get some fat guys involved in the show. We got some prizes to give away today.
Good.
We got some great prizes. Hey. Now, how long has it been since we've done the Highway Love Connection?
Very long time.
Long time. Here's the deal. And really, we're looking for fat guys.
We're going to
park their car on the side of the road and wait for chicks to pull up and meet them. And then if the fat guy gets a chick and she likes him, the deal is they're going on a Hooters flyaway together.
Wow.
They get to go through their choice.
With music and fun.
Oh, shut up.
Not careful. You might learn something
before it's done.
How do I turn that off?
There we go. Michael.
What?
It's the lowest price possible, consistent with quality.
Now, I thought we were doing a contest tease here.
We are.
All right.
You threw
that wild card in there.
So the prize is this, the Hooters Air Flyaway, sending you to where Hooters, anywhere to Hooters Air flies, including Myrtle Beach, Chicago, Denver, Atlanta. We ran through the whole list.
Right.
Las Vegas, it's fantastic. And the Hard Rock, Rock Hard prize pack, where you get to go to MCI to see Motley Crue, and again, it's full bar.
Wow.
We have two of these vacations to give away.
Oh, for fat guys.
Here's the deal. If you're a fat guy, you pull your car off on the side of the road in a major area where people can see you, and you call us at 877-365-3636. You give you a location, and we wait for girls to show up.
And, the ladies don't have to be fat, but they can be all shapes and sizes, but, you got to like fat guys.
But know this. Any chicks that want to play this game, because it is a free trip out to Las Vegas, and it is, you do get to go to MCI to see Motley Crue and have dinner and free drinks and everything, you got to go with the guy.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. I mean, when you get out to Las Vegas, okay, you can have separate rooms, but you got to go on the trip with the guy.
Here's the deal. The guy's personality is going to come through over the phone when we interview him.
This is why it's the Highway Love Connection, because the girls hear the fat guys on the show. They hear the guys who normally wouldn't have a shot at a chick.
Come on and hop in my car. Would you like to go to Las Vegas with me? Where's the honey, Junior?
And look at the phones going crazy now.
I think we've identified our target audience.
Yeah. So listen, we have fat guys calling. We need you chicks to be listening to find the guy who's closest to you, because it's really a race. The first fat guy that can get a chick to show up and admit that she will go on the trip with him, he's a big fat winner, no pun intended.
This contest is eating up our phone line.
Are the contestants required to stand for the entire contest?
They are not.
They're in a car.
Where's the honey? Hey,
Michael.
Yo.
I wish that Mark Addy could be on TV every night.
You worked that voice to death today.
Speaking of fat guys, that's like the perfect example. Mark Addy, any of the Kevin James.
Yes.
Although, Kevin James is no longer a fat guy married to a slim woman.
Not at all.
Oh, last night, very briefly, at the end of American Idol, I turned over to King of Queens, and this is the plot. First, Leah is laying on the bed. She's wearing clothes, and the bed's made, so she's like just relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a pillow over her stomach.
Yeah.
To hide the beer belly, the pregnancy.
Give me another one. I need an extra pillow.
So I'm guessing, since this is the last 2 minutes of the show, that the plot has been that she feels that since she's gained a few pounds, that she's no longer getting wolf whistles from the construction workers down the street. So Kevin James has paid the construction workers. And the last scene of the show is, as Leah Remini walks by the site, there's a guy that says, "Hey, baby, you're so hot." And it turns out, guess who it is? It's Angelo Pagan.
Her husband.
It's Leah's husband.
Oh, dear.
Who's playing the role on King of Queens.
Nepotism.
Anyway, what made me think of that? Oh, that's right. Fat.
Fat.
That's what made me think of
fat,
Leah.
But it's not fat girls, it's fat guys.
Right, fat guys. And here's one right now.
Charming fat guy.
Let's just see how fat he is before we go to break. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, Doc?
Mark, how you doing? Welcome to the show. How fat are you, my friend?
6'1", 235.
No. See? Now he walks away feeling better about himself.
Sure, but I mean, 6'1", 235 is not fat enough.
Right, not thick enough. Give us a call, guys, and we'll get to the girls next with the Fat Guy Highway Love Connection.
Good luck. He's the Don and Mike Show.
I don't hear it a lot. You only hear it here.
There's a reason for that. All right, let me get back to what we really know. Hold on a second. I don't have the music for that. Oh, I do. My apologies.
Michael.
Yes?
Very nice.
Very nice. I'm feeling weird about Billy Big Voice now.
Yeah. That's all we had for you at the Groners today.
Buddy. Okay, very good.
I mean, we're not done with that.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's the Highway Love Connection that we've not played for a long time. And we like guys in the Don and Mike workout plan to call today.
Now, the guy that was 6'1 and 235, that's just a little too lean.
Would not qualify. He's too skinny.
Yes.
Hello?
Tim.
Butch. Don and Mike Butch. Hello, Butchie boy?
Hello, Butch.
Butch? Oh, hold on. Hello, Butch.
Yeah.
Oh, was that Bruce Willis? Willis Butch?
He was Butch. Okay, Butch. That's the taxi cab driver that drops him off.
All right, Butch. What's your measurements, my friend?
I'm 6'3",
367
pounds.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hello, 6'3", and 367?
Let's say hi to today's first contestant. Butch, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. Beautiful. Where in Baltimore are you right now? Because you'll need to park your car.
I'm already parked.
Uh-huh. Where are you? Where are you?
I'm sitting at the Exxon station at the corner of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road.
Hold on. You're at the Exxon station where?
Northern Parkway.
Yeah.
And Reisterstown Road.
Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road.
Beautiful. Let me see. Butch. Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Oh, man.
Is it Big Mama? I'm thinking Big Mama's house.
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I know.
Is it Cedric the Entertainer?
Or you want to be cruel and say Reuben Studdard? I mean, take your choice. If I was you, I would take Cedric over Reuben.
Well, Cedric's got it going on a little bit.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, Cedric has. The ladies seem to like Cedric.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I was just going to say, doesn't Cedric the Entertainer look...
Yeah, a little bit.
Who looks more out of place in that dumb movie, Tommy Lee Jones or Cedric the Entertainer?
I do not know, and I'm embarrassed. I do not know why I am attracted to this film.
Because you're retarded. You really are. Even I'm not attracted to that film.
I'm a big Cedric fan.
So am I, and I'm a big Tommy Lee Jones fan.
I know it's going to be a horrible movie, but every time I see the trailer, I can't help but smile just because it looks so stupid. stupid.
The reason you're smiling is because you're saying, ah, Tommy Lee needs money.
Which will be worse, that one or the Punisher? Or the, well, that's not the name.
Well, I will guarantee you, I won't see...
Pacifier.
Punisher. Very close. I won't see the Tommy Lee Jones movie. I will see the one, because I have kids, I will see the Pacifier. Because that's already been, like, number one on my kids' hit parade as far as the movie they want.
Bites him. How great is that?
You know, we didn't ask Butch.
What's that?
We didn't ask him what kind of car he's driving. What kind of car are you driving,
Oh,
Butch?
Yeah.
I'm driving a 04 Toyota Tacoma pickup.
Okay.
An 04 Toyota Tacoma pickup.
And what color is it?
Silver.
Silver. Okay, great. And tell us, Butch, would you like to go to, if we get a chick here to go on this flyaway with you, would you choose Vegas, Myrtle Beach, ATL, Chicago, New York? Where would you like to go?
Vegas.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to go to Vegas?
Vegas is a great choice.
And what are you looking for in a woman, Butch?
How about
one that's breathing?
we can deal with that.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is important. Does it matter if she has all of her extremities? Could she be
an amputee?
Yes.
A double amputee?
Triple. Quadruple. Do you care if she's blind?
As long as she like to have fun, bud.
That's as long as she... Now, are there any racial preferences? Black, white?
I ain't like that.
You're not like that? So any woman with a pulse...
And Butch...
And a good personality.
And Butch, what is it about you that is so attractive? Because what you're going to have to do is sell yourself here to the women of Baltimore, or more particular. What's the suburb he's in like?
He's at Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road, so he's just outside. You're off of 695, right?
Right.
Okay. Butch, what is it about you that drives the chicks wild?
My eyes.
My eyes and
my character.
Do you have any facial hair, Butch?
Yeah.
You do? What do you? What kind? You got a beard?
Yeah.
You got the mitts?
No, I ain't got the mitts like Rob.
What you have? You don't have what?
I don't have the mitts like Rob Houston.
Oh, okay. You don't have the mitts like Rob.
You don't have those, right? Well, that's a good thing. And you've got very pretty eyes, Butch. And what's your best personality trait?
Like my sense of humor, as far as having fun, and I just get along with people no matter what.
Eyes that can spot a Danish at 600 feet.
All right, Butch, we are going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. What you want to do is give your location.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you announce again the type of truck that you're in.
Try to be as sexy as you can, Butch.
Exactly where you're parked, and let's wait for the chicks to show up in Baltimore. You ready, Butch?
Okay.
Now, don't forget chicks. If you're going to show up, you can't break Butch's heart.
No.
You go on the
date. No, you can't go check him out and then leave. No, you got to just, you've heard Butch. He's described himself. He's 367 pounds and 6'3".
And I just want to say, if in fact the girl, the woman, the chick, the female, the broad, if she turns out to be a real winner, we'll throw in the Hard Rock, Rock Hard prize pack.
That's two dates. So one date really to get to know each other, and another date to
Vegas.
You know, take the road trip.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
367 pounds, all muscle. Here he is from Baltimore. Butch. Go, Butch.
Hi, I'm looking for a chick to go with me on Las Vegas with me on the contest. I'm sitting on the corner of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road here in Baltimore. Look for me in a gray 04 Toyota Tacoma pickup. You won't be sorry.
You got a few more seconds left. Why won't they be sorry?
Butch?
Yeah.
Why won't they be sorry?
They won't.
Why?
But why, Butch?
Oh, because I'm like...
Yeah.
You're good looking.
That's cool.
I'm good looking.
And what can you offer today's modern woman? Butch?
Yeah.
What are some of your likes and dislikes, Butch?
Attitude. I don't like all a woman that thinks she all that and all this.
Yeah. It's kind of negative, Butch. I was asking what you like.
Hey, Butch?
Yeah.
Thin or thick crust?
What?
Thin or thick crust on your pizza?
Oh, no, come on, I'm giving you questions. Should be softball questions. Butch?
All right. That was
okay.
Butch, what's happening? You're getting distracted. Did somebody show up?
Oh, Baltimore City Police was listening to me on the radio.
Oh, Baltimore City Police.
Baltimore City Police.
The female officer?
Yeah, same link.
All right, so you don't have anybody yet?
Nah.
No. Okay.
Butch, ice cream, pint, or half gallon?
Half gallon.
Half gallon.
Favorite flavor?
Strawberry.
Right, really? Starberry.
All right.
Starberry, Robert Millman. All right, going to leave you in play. Hold on there, Butch.
That's Butch. He's out in Baltimore, 6'3", 367 pounds.
Butch. Here is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's happening, down to Mike?
Hey, Ben. Excuse the upfrontness, but how much do you weigh, my friend?
225.
And how tall are you, Ben?
A mere 5'8".
Sorry. So long, String Bean. Hey, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Steve, how big are you?
350+ pounds, and all packed in 5'11".
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Wow. Hi. Yeah, hello, fellas.
Hello.
How are you doing? So you would love to be
Watch
able to
out.
Go.
Don't give yourself a heart attack.
You'd love to be able to go to Las Vegas.
I'm just thinking, I'm not allowed to say how you doing, but you said it to me first, so I can say it back again.
That's
then, right.
That's right.
How you doing, my brother?
How you doing? Okay. Hold on a second there, Steve.
I know. I'm all excited.
Don't need the telephone. Hold on a second. Hold
Happy,
on.
Enthusiastic
Hold
guy.
On. Let's go back to Butch.
Hey, Butch?
Yeah.
Have any luck yet, my brother?
Nothing yet. Just all that people blowing a horn at me.
Oh. Let's give that address out again, Mike. Would you please?
Butch is in his Toyota Tacoma pickup. It's gray, and he's at the corner of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road. He's in the Exxon Station parking lot. Is that right, Butch?
That's correct.
Right, that is Butch. Correct. So go find Butch out there off the Baltimore Beltway.
Thank you, Butchy boy.
Nice guy.
Good guy. And hold on a second.
We're going back to Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Steve right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
But first. Hey, Michael.
Yes?
This meat is so tender, it fall right off the bone.
Perfect. Thank you, Billy Big Boys. I appreciate it. I thought we were all out of them. You fooled me again. Yum, 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 yum.
Mm-hmm. God damn. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, is this the guy we were talking about?
Yes, yeah, Steve's 350 pounds, 5'11". Where are you, Steve?
I'm in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Chesapeake, Virginia. You know, that's one of the places when they do the weather, when they say the snow's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think, did I say that to you the other day, Robbie?
Yeah.
I said, have you ever in your entire freaking life heard of Chesapeake Beach? I've never heard of it. Where's it at?
It's actually in Virginia Beach, but it's a little section of Virginia Beach. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
It's like between Virginia Beach and North Carolina.
See, the guy can't even explain where he is. He's there.
It's not near Chesapeake, then.
What station?
No, Chesapeake's a big city. I'm nowhere near the coast.
What station do you listen to our show on?
The 1450 AM, The Buzz.
1450 AM. Where are you exactly, Steve?
I am on Highway 17, Western Branch Boulevard.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Highway 17, Western Branch Boulevard.
All right.
Farm Fresh Shopping Center.
Ah, the Farm Fresh.
And what type of car are you driving, Steve?
A 2003 Nissan Frontier pickup.
Beautiful. And what color is
pretty
that?
Pretty blue. Pretty blue.
Pretty blue.
Pretty blue.
Pretty blue.
Pretty
blue.
Right
out of the back.
Pretty.
That's the Farm Fresh. What is it? The Farm Fresh supermarket or what?
It's a Farm Fresh supermarket.
Yeah. What'd you buy there?
It's called the Churchland Square Shopping Center.
Ah.
They know him by name.
And you're in front of the Farm Fresh supermarket?
I am.
All right.
In Truxland Square.
Steve-O, here's the deal. We'll give you 60 seconds. You got to sell yourself. Get the chicks out there. Remember, you're playing for the vacation.
Did we get the celebrity he most resembles yet?
To Vegas? No, we didn't. Steve, who do you think you look like?
Newman. With a beard.
Hello. Newman with a beard. I'm seeing him.
There you go. Yeah.
Rob, I don't think he looks like the BTK killer.
Okay, now are you... That guy was skinny, that BTK killer. Which is
in between. Yeah.
And also... Weirded me out that all the footage I saw of that guy, he had like a Forest Ranger outfit on.
Yeah, yes. Like he was some sort of like town official.
Like Ranger Hal
or
something.
And went on camera a couple of times to talk about things.
And worked for ADT Home Security, installing home security.
Right. Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's 60 seconds on the big clock. No pun intended. Don't forget, give your location. Let's get the chicks out there. Let's go, Steve.
I had a whole big speech going. Let me see if I can get it out. Okay, ladies, I am on Highway 17 in Churchland.
The first time you said that.
Chesapeake at the Cornfresh Shopping Center. Looking for you, ladies, because I know you're looking for me. I'm in a real pretty blue 2003 Nissan pickup truck. It's a fine-looking ride. It's mine. I have a job. I have a car. I have a place. And I have a desire to meet you, ladies. I would walk. Prefer a skinny woman, sure. But at this point in my life,
right.
all ladies, all shapes, all sizes,
no kidding.
All colors. I am a nice guy. Ladies, I'm sorry if you're looking for a bad boy. I can try to be a bad boy, and I'll bite on command, but I am generally, deep in my heart, a nice guy. A lot of money to spend and a lot of love to give.
Good.
It's been a long time since I've been with a gal. So I got it all backed up inside, ready to burn.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, yeah. That's
perhaps
maybe
you said
not
too much.
Sell there.
And again, he's in a light blue 2004 Nissan Excrement.
Pretty blue.
And it's
pretty blue.
Steve, yeah. it's a pretty blue. Nissan Excrement. And you didn't catch it the first time. I had to throw it the second time. Steve, any luck?
Not so far.
Steve, it didn't sound like you had any trouble getting that speech out.
The 5,000-watt flamethrower of an AM station I listen to, you'd think they'd be coming from miles around.
Yeah, you would think, right. Well, just give it a second.
Hold
there,
on,
Steve.
Remember, we are on a 90-second delay there,
yeah,
Steve.
It's going to take a couple of minutes.
Slow down. Let's go back to Butch. Butch. Hey, yeah. Butch. Hey, Butch.
Uh-huh.
Butch in Baltimore. You have any luck yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nobody's shown up yet, Butch. How old are you, Butch?
Down in Mike's show? Yeah. Just come down and say hi. All right, thank you.
All right, tell that guy he's getting in the way.
Tell that guy to pound sand. Hey, put that guy on the phone. Put that guy on the phone. Let us talk to that guy.
Good.
What'd you say?
Let us talk to that guy that was just talking to you.
He rolled out now.
Oh, he rolled out?
Gone already. You got to tell guys like that they're ruining your action.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
They're taking away your mojo.
Butch, still work.
Butch, how old did you say you were?
30. I'm 47.
47 just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
It does.
It absolutely does.
Hold on, Butch. You're in play.
Butch out of Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road.
We got to do a break. We'll come back and extend this when we come back after this short break.
47?
47.
I would have guessed it might have been over by now.
Oh, God. And hold on.
It's the big one, Elizabeth.
Who else is here? Hello? Hello?
Hello? I'm going to have
Hello?
One.
Hello?
Dennis?
Yeah. I'm 5'7 and 260.
Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Bro, you never forget. You never forget he's not giving us our Christmas presents
Dennis,
yet.
Dennis, we can't do anything for you until you bring the Christmas gifts.
What happened to you at Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, Mike told me to pound sand, and...
No, hold on a second.
Hey, Dennis, you're going to make me mad.
On Thanksgiving, don't have another tantrum, Mike.
Dennis?
Mike, don't have a tantrum.
Dennis!
What? You told me to pound sand.
What do you mean I told you to pound sand?
It was like the week after Thanksgiving.
The week after Thanksgiving.
You were going to come down here wearing a pilgrim suit for Thanksgiving.
I know.
What are you trying to make it like it's my fault that I told you to pound sand?
Pound sand, Mike.
Why are you trying to make it sound like it's my fault?
I don't know, but...
You always do that to me.
Don't have a tantrum. Dennis, have you had the pleasure of meeting Beth Ann McBride?
Oh yeah. I got my back massage.
Yeah, you were in here getting the back massage.
I forgot that.
Oh, receiving and not giving.
So you've been on the show recently.
No, but Beth Ann is...
Right. There you go.
Bye-bye.
Ho, ho, ho. You know what it's called, Dennis?
Rear
view mirror.
It's nothing they couldn't change, though, Dennis. Listen to Mr. Spiewak, he knows.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Jingle, 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 as we go into spring.
Hey, Dennis.
Merry Christmas.
That's it.
Say, huh? Make that U-turn.
Oh,
I forgot one little caveat. We all have to like the gifts.
Hello, Butch. Hey, Butch, have you had any luck? Hey, dude, Butch.
Oh, I hear a woman.
Yeah. Butch, you got a woman there?
Man, I'm getting a whole lot of people. I got a gentleman here that you said you wanted to talk to. I got a young lady here.
Well, hold on. Just get the lady. We'll come back after the break. We'll come back after the break. And let's also go to Steve. Fat guy on play, Steve.
Hello.
Any luck, Steve?
Hi. Not yet.
Okay, we'll come back. And we got plenty more. Mike, look at this. And what great fat guy names. Nathan. Oscar. Standing by to play the game. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right way.
Noted Caucasians, Don Geronimo and Michael Mellon.
So we get back to the fat guy highway love connection. Mike, do you and Carla watch Survivor?
Yeah, actually we do.
Okay, because
Carla watches a lot more than I do.
That's one that I'm out of.
No.
I ain't into Survivor.
Survivor Palau.
However, this is a Survivor thing. They're having their own scandal. There had been talk. I promise we'll get right back to this Highway Love Connection thing. Mm-hmm. There had been talk that it's not fair that CBS was cheating by putting models in Survivor this year.
Okay. Oh.
People that didn't really send in videotapes. So what they did was they tried to find beautiful people and say you'd be good on Survivor.
Okay.
They denied it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a broad named Wanda Shirk.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her picture on the internet. She got big bosoms.
Mm-hmm.
She got on Survivor. She was kicked off. She got on the show without even sending in an audition tape.
Wow.
She says, of the 20 people that were originally cast, the producers cut 7 and put in all the other people, pretty people, from modeling agencies in. So we'd be eye candy.
That's not good.
Let me see.
I blame Dan Rather.
Yeah.
Stan Rather's fault. Yeah, blame the guy that's going out the door.
That's right.
Hold on, or maybe it's this guy.
You know what?
Yeah, Wanda is not the big chested one. Wanda is one of the normal people who's complaining.
Is Wanda the first one that was voted off?
Do you remember?
Yes.
She sang.
She's an annoying singer.
Okay, because I know the first one, I watched the first episode, and it was the athletic...
Hold on. Ashley is the girl whose picture I saw with big boobs, who got voted off the show, and she said that she was in California trying to make it as an actress, and they said to her, you want to be an actress? Meet this guy from CBS, and that's how Ashley, who's the girl whose picture I saw on the internet, got kicked off. She and Wanda were two of the people kicked off last week.
Uh-huh. And they're both blowing the whistle?
Wanda is blowing the whistle on Amanda. Wanda's saying that she thinks that up to half of the people on Survivor this year were brought in by modeling agents.
This was alleged like last week or 10 days ago by this Wanda, who is a singing teacher.
Okay.
Do you remember?
The thing is, I remember the first week when they voted off the attorney.
And we had the story, and there was no play, so we blew it off,
mm-hmm.
but now it's back.
Mm. And I guess
it's got legs, as they say in news business.
I guess the girl with big boobs whose picture I saw, she's a Mormon? Is that correct? She's a Mormon, and she couldn't live with the lying.
It's funny when you mention it, because I was watching Survivor, and I said, hey, about time they got some good-looking people,
which
I'm sure the rest of America, but you know...
I wanted to mention that since it's on tonight, I'll probably check it out for a couple of seconds.
The whole idea with Survivor is you get the everyman, the real folks that are, the real losers. That's what you do. The people that can take... 2 months out of their lives and just run off to an island, right?
So just so I got that straight, because even though I'm telling you the story, I've only seen the picture. The good-looking chick is the one that was brought in by the producers, mm-hmm. and the woman that sings awful says, hey, look, the chick was brought in. They asked the chick, and she said, yeah.
Oh, the school teacher that was voted off.
Right. Yes. Yeah. She blew the whistle, and...
She was the geeky school teacher that got voted off. Oh, she's the whistleblower, because she was standing up in the boat when they were first going to the island singing, we are the survivors!
Well,
and she was definitely weird. Now it's all coming back to me.
She blew the whistle, and this girl, Ashley, whose picture I saw on the internet with the boobs, is the one who said, I never even sent in a tape of Survivor.
Wow.
I'm somewhere, and a guy says to me, would you like to be on a TV show?
This could be like, 64. I mean,
right.
21, I should
say. I'm Jack.
I'm Barry.
It's Barry. I'm
really,
Jack.
Isn't
Barry.
The whole thing like the Rudy Bosch, the guys that are the the real, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, and then Boston Rob gets married to that chick.
Oh,
you know?
And Boston Rob and Amber were on The Amazing Race.
I don't care for them.
Please kill them. I mean, you want great ratings? Have him, like, climb up the side of a hill and cut the rope.
I always thought that Amber maybe came from, you know, kind of the showbiz background a little bit, too.
Don't you just want to throttle him and say it's Amber.
Well, you know what I hear about it?
Being from that
part of the country, it's the affectedness of it.
Seems like fake Bostonian.
I mean, you get a real one, you recognize it.
I'd love like a Roadrunner thing. If he's like hanging off the, like in one of those cliffs.
An anvil?
Right. Yeah. No, he's hanging on a rope.
Right.
You know how it always used to be that Roadrunner would be, he'd cut the rope and both Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote would be standing in space.
Uh-huh.
And then finally Roadrunner would go beep, beep, and he'd walk away, and Wile E. Coyote would go, crap! And then,
right.
And then he would like fall.
And then he'd go down. Well, right. Roadrunner, the reason for that, of course, the speed of Roadrunner.
And, yeah.
I mean, it was not that it was anything magical. It was that Roadrunner's
magic.
Roadrunner's just so darn quick.
Well, they played it off in a joke, too. They'd say, that defies the law of gravity. And then Roadrunner will hold up his eyes and says, I never studied law.
God, there it is.
Thinking Man's Looney Tunes, Mike.
Yes.
My son loves them. He explains the jokes to me.
They're very good.
Acme.
Thanks, Thumbs.
Hey, everything was purchased at Acme.
Hello, Butch?
Acme Bat Suit.
Let's get back to the Fed, guys, with the Highway Love Connection.
Butch is in Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road in Baltimore, just outside the Beltway up there at the Exxon station.
And he's doing the Highway Love Connection. And, Butch, when we last left you, we heard a woman's voice. Do we have pay dirt?
She said that she could talk to you.
She said she could
help me. And plus, I got the guy that she said you wanted to talk to.
Okay, we don't want the guy. Just, do you have a chick there?
A young lady.
Put her on.
Put her on, please.
Hello.
Hi, honey. This is Don and Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
What's your name?
Elise.
Now, Elise, have you gotten a look at Butch, our contestant on the Highway Love Connection?
Yes, I have looked at Butch.
And would you like to go to Las Vegas with him? Does that mean no?
I told him I don't think I would be able to go, but I would like to help him get there.
Right. Okay, Jack.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks, Aunt Esther.
Like to help him get there.
Please.
You know, that's that, you know, Butch.
Yeah, Butch.
Butch, she's not.
Yeah.
You got to have the love connection.
Okay. Butch,
Jack A there ain't going to help you out.
And she's blocking. She's blocking for you. You ought to get her out of the car.
Yeah. Get her the hell out of there.
They're all blocking. She's chubby blocking.
Hold on. Let's go to Steve.
Man, it's not going to happen.
Steve-o. Steve.
Yes, Don.
Had any luck, Steve?
No, I haven't. I just don't understand what's going on.
I don't understand either, Steve. Steve, incidentally, just to be fair, is on Highway 17 and Western Branch Boulevard. He's in the Farm Fresh supermarket parking lot.
Mike, let's say hi to Oscar.
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 Yeah.
Oscar.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oscar, we're doing very well. Oscar, may we ask, what do you tip the scales at?
Somewhere between the 385 and 420.
Hello, and how tall are
winner,
you?
Winner!
Oh, about 5'11".
5'11".
Okay, well, let's play this game. Oscar, where are you located?
I'm at a Sitgo station right outside of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's right, the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
All right, someone from Iowa can play this game.
Where exactly? Do you have street names for us? Outside of Cedar Rapids, you're at the Sitgo?
Well, yeah, I'm at a Sitgo station off of the 380, exit 10. Oh, I'm sitting in a dark gray 1993 Dodge Colt.
Yeah.
All right, oh, Oscar.
Wait, hold on.
What?
The seat in my car just broke. I'm sorry.
Oscar.
Hold on.
Oscar, don't be fooling with us now.
When the person walks up, they will see me sitting in my car with the seat that has broken again.
All right. Oscar, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I always thought I looked like Heavy D, but I've been told I look like the Nutty Professor.
Joe, hold on. Joining us now is D.A. Dumbass, Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Oscar said he was in D.C.
No, I didn't say
I said I was driving on the highway. I am not in D.C. The phone, the cell phone has a 202 exchange.
Hey, yeah, too
that's
much.
That's why.
Too, this too, is much, too much going on.
Goodbye. Go away, Oscar.
Goodbye. Yeah. Okay, let's go to, let's go to Rocco.
What did he do?
I don't know. He's just like, Fat Oscar.
Hello.
Hello, Rocco.
I am on the Baltimore National Pike at Circuit City, right near the Westview Mall. In a 2004 Nissan Altima.
Hold on a second. Baltimore National Pike.
How much
Circuit
you weigh?
City.
How much you weigh, dude?
How much I weigh? I weigh 285. I'm about 5'10".
5'10".
Okay, that'll work.
In an Altima. And you're on the Baltimore National Pike where exactly?
At Circuit City on my way to visit my buddy Chester, who has a bit of a liver problem.
All right, hold on a second. You, Rocco, where is the Circuit City exactly?
It is, if I am going, I believe it's eastbound. It's on your left side. It's right before 695.
What town?
What town? Catonsville.
What kind of car?
You mean Catonsville?
What kind of car? A Nissan Altima.
Okay, Buzz, you said that.
Right.
Did you mean Catonsville?
Catonsville,
or what? It is Catonsville, Maryland.
Yeah.
Are you an angry fat guy?
There you go.
Hey, ass, guess what? We got a delight. Anything else you'd like to say?
Punching out.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
guy. That's a bright guy right there.
You know what that is? That's a sign to me that Opie and Anthony are happening.
Absolutely.
They are happening. Mm-hmm. They're as happening as yesterday's headlines. Mm-hmm. Boys, you can have your prank callers, but they ain't getting through.
Bingo.
They ain't getting through.
Thank you.
And keep raising the rates.
Yes.
For XM. Keep raising the rates so that your show will get out there. So that maybe 25 more people will be able to hear it.
Very exciting.
You know, and I'm locked into that good rate for 2 years. Unfortunately, that means I won't be able to hear the magic of ONA.
Right. What a shame.
Yeah, the guys that are revolutionizing satellite radio.
You can pay extra and get them if you want.
Boy, oh boy. They keep knocking on our door. Hey, got a mic, satellite radio. We're here with a truck full of money. Come on over.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, it's happening.
Very exciting opportunity.
We say no.
Jesus. That was not even a real fat guy. It was a guy just getting a plug-in for a satellite radio show.
That was two hinky fat guys in a row.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Will.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Will, are you a real fat guy?
Yes, I am.
Will, how much you weigh?
I am 5'11", 315.
Welcome to our world.
That's fantastic. Where are you, Will?
I am currently at the Hill High Orchard on Route 7.
Hold on. Did you say the
Hill High?
Hill High? Yes. All right.
Hill High Orchard on Route 7.
On Route 7, west of Pleasantville, directly across from Mike's Stoneley Golf Course.
Okay. High Orchard.
High Heel.
Percival.
High Hitler. H-I-G-H, because he had the shakes.
Does our signal go out there?
Sure.
Does it really? That's our direction?
And don't forget, check out DonandMikeWebsite.com tonight. See the picture of Rob with his mutton chops and his Hitler mustache.
And the celebrity you most resemble, Will.
Norm from Cheers.
Norm.
Like this guy.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, hold on a second. Let's check back with Butch, who's in play.
Yeah.
Butch. Hi.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah.
Have any luck yet?
Not yet.
Huh. All right, Butch. Let's go to Steve.
Not a chance.
Steve?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Any luck, Steve?
No, a guy showed up. That was it. I'm not looking for no guys.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Pretty blue truck, and he's all backed up.
Pretty blue truck in Chesapeake, Virginia. Let's go back to Will. Will.
Sir.
What are you looking for in a woman?
I am looking for a equal partner, not somebody that's going to suck me dry like my ex-wife.
Okay, so you do have an ex-wife.
You got
actually,
the good attitude.
Today was our 2-year anniversary.
You're fat and you've got a good attitude.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
And you look like Norm from Cheers.
Yes, sir.
You know, you said you're at the Hill High Orchard. You're not on one of those, like, abandoned dirt roads at the orchard, are you?
No, I'm in a parking lot in front of the store that has the covered wagon out front of it.
Okay.
Of course.
And your vehicle is?
It's a green GMC Jimmy.
Where are you going to go if you win the trip there, Will?
I want to go to Vegas.
Everybody does.
Well, all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock.
Are you sure your vehicle isn't the covered wagon?
please make sure to give your location.
Oh, did we get his car? We didn't get his car.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah. It's a green GMC Jimmy. Okay, now give out your location. 60 seconds starts now, Will. Good luck.
Hi, ladies. I am 36, newly single, and I am looking for...
He's doing it right.
I'd like to go to Las Vegas or somewhere else exotic where we can blow lots of money and go see Mrs. Vargas. And I got somebody driving by honking at me right now. That's cool. And I'm in a green GMC Jimmy. I am at the Hill High Orchard on Route 7, just west of Purcellville.
Yeah, we got a few more seconds
That's
left.
That's great. You got about 30
and
seconds left.
And let's see.
What's she going to love about you?
I really want to go to the Motley Crue concert. I think that was supposed to be thrown in there, too. I don't have any skeletons in the closet. I have all my teeth. And I live in my own house, and I don't live with my mom.
Do you have to use tongs? It's a hygiene question.
Will?
Sir.
Do you have to use tongs?
No.
No. Okay.
Good. You don't. And what are you looking for in a woman?
I'm looking for someone who's an equal. I'm not looking for someone that's going to suck me dry.
God. Okay, Jesus.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. He's an angry guy.
I'm a little bitter.
He's a little bit.
I'm not surprised he asked for those concert tickets. You don't stay skinny when you're greedy.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll come back to you, Will. Let's go back to Butch in Baltimore. Butch.
Back to the Jimmy.
Butch.
How you doing, Butch?
Hi.
Butch, have any luck yet?
Not yet. I'm still trying.
You want to give your location again, Butch?
Yeah, I'm at the Exxon station at the corner of Norman Parkway and Reisenstein Road.
And what kind of car are you in again?
04 Toyota Tacoma pickup, silver.
Nice. That's beautiful. Butch. He's 367 pounds, 6'3", 47 years young and looking for love.
Come on now, girls. Here's Steve. Steve, where are you at again, Steve?
Yes, Don. Mike, I am at the Farm Fresh Shopping Center in the beautiful Churchland area of Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yes, a little more specific, Steve.
On Highway 17.
And what kind of car is that again?
2003 Frontier pickup truck.
Don't get lazy on us, Steve.
No, sir. Pretty blue.
Right. Pretty blue.
Pretty blue.
And then, of course, there's Will.
Like his toes.
Will?
How you doing, Will?
Couple honks, but no pull-ins.
Yeah. All right. Hold on a second.
It would be helpful if these fat guys, they're in somewhat isolated areas of our...
Hi, Mike. This is Mike the CP.
Very good. Hi, Mike.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, you know, we got to get a winner in this goddamn contest.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough.
Let's bring a couple more guys into the club.
Okay.
Here's Devon, or Devon. What is it?
It's Devon.
Devon, what's happening, Devon?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing great. How much you weigh, Devon?
I weigh 288, and I'm 5'8".
All right, fantastic. Where are you located? We don't have time for all the crap like we did with the other guys. Where are you located?
All right, I'm at 6411 Fort Smallwood Road in Curtis Bay, Baltimore.
Beautiful.
Did you just give a home address?
No, sir.
What kind of car are you in, Devon?
I'm in a 2001 Chevy Silverado. It's white, and I'm right in front of the Cookie City Line Diner.
Okay.
What's the name of that diner again?
Cookies.
Cookies City Line Diner.
Okay, we'll give you 60 seconds, Devon. Sell yourself. Make sure the ladies know your location. It's for the trip to Las Vegas, the Motley Crue thing at the Hard Rock with the suite at the MCI Center and the full bar and everything. Devon, go.
Hi, ladies. I'm 44 years old. I'm single. I'm retired military. I haven't had a date in like 3 years because I was a little bit overweight. I weighed 310. On the 1st of January, and my New Year's resolution was to lose 80 pounds
That's a good angle.
And I'm down to 288, and I'm exercising. I'm a really nice guy. The secretaries where I work just love me because I'm like the nicest guy in the building, and I think if you met me, you'd love me too. Oh.
Yeah, now give out that location again, Devon.
At 6411 Fort Smallwood Road and Curtis Bay, Baltimore.
You say Smellwood? Smallwood. I bet that wood smells.
Fort Smallwood.
Is that Curtis Bay?
Yes, Curtis Bay.
All right, we got 15 more seconds. Go ahead. Let the ladies have it.
And I went to Michael Mara's restaurant up in Manassas and tried to see if I could score there. And
you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I look just like Michael Clark Duncan. I've been told last time.
All right, Michael Clark Duncan look like.
Sure.
Right. Hold on, Devon. Hold okay. on. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
And we got to do a break. See, this is one of these things that's just going to
keep
rolling.
Good luck, Devon.
Keep rolling on for the whole show. Let's see.
This is, we got them all in play.
Hello, Will?
I will sit here forever if I have to.
I know.
I believe that will happen.
He's in an orchard, Don.
Will? Mike, what's Will's location?
Will is at the Hill High Orchard in Purcellville, right off of Route 7. He's near the cover.
Come on, ladies.
You can't make this
Help him out, ladies. Here's Butch in Baltimore. Butch.
Yeah.
And Butch, you got any luck yet?
Nothing yet.
Mike, Butch's location?
Butch is at the Exxon station, Northern Parkway and Reisterstown Road, in a silver Toyota pickup.
How about Steve? Steve's got a good attitude.
Nothing yet, fellas.
And Steve's location, Mike?
Nowhere. No, he said the Chesapeake, Virginia, Highway 17, Western Branch Boulevard, in the Farm Fresh Shopping Center, Truxland Square, 615 different shops.
And he's in a Frontier
pickup that's pretty blue.
Pretty blue. Matches his toes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Mike. Mike.
Yeah.
New guy right now. Yeah. New guy. Mike, how much you weigh?
About 375.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
How tall are you, Mike?
5'11".
Winner! Mike, what's your location?
I am on at the Queenstown Outlets on the Eastern Shore. Right in front of me, can name the store if I can see it. On the entrance, the 301 entrance, I'm on the right side, right by the Prime Outlets Queenstown sign.
Okay, so you're by the Prime Outlets. I'm a little nervous on Route 301. What kind of car are you driving?
I'm in a 2003 Silver F-150.
Okay,
Norman trucks.
What is the pickup brigade?
I was thinking the same thing. All the big guys got a pickup truck. I was wondering what that was.
Two words, bench seat.
Okay. Because of time constraints, you only get 30 seconds, but we're going to leave you in play during the commercials.
Okay.
So, give it your best shot. Here is Mike.
All right, I'm 24 years old. I have a steady job. I have two dogs. I have my own place. I'm a great guy. Just love everything in general.
Tell them where you are, Mike.
I'm on at the Prime Outlet in Queenstown, in front of the old Route 21 Outlet store.
And what kind of car are you driving?
2003 Silver F-150.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Nobody.
Oh, come on, you gotta have somebody.
Chris Farley without the drugs.
We'll end it there.
Wow, there they are. That's Mike, Devon, Will, Butch, and Steve. Go,
okay,
Butch.
So we've got five guys in play right now.
Looking for one of them to get a date.
Any one of them. If you want to go to Las Vegas. But ladies,
and
like
now
I said,
the date is going to be even if the woman's not hot, right? Is anybody that gets the whole package?
Yeah. Yeah. Just a woman that'll go out with these guys. If you want to go to Vegas with either Butch, Devon, Will, Steve,
or Mike.
Mike. Go to where they are.
Just get there as soon as you can.
We'll be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Self-discipline.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Blissfully you, Don and Mike.
I'm watching Rob eat with that mustache. I haven't seen you eat yet.
Well, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Hey, here's the producer question for you.
Yeah.
What are those iPod things?
The iPod Shuffle?
Yes. When
you can download like 120.
Yeah, I know. When do we give them away?
Whenever you want to.
Let's get the paper in here.
Okay.
The price sheet, right? What do I got to give away?
You know,
I've got...
Set one aside.
That'll make golf balls is what I've got to give away.
A sleeve.
Who doesn't love a sleeve?
A sleeve. And you know, here's another great thing about how this place works.
Uh-huh.
You know how we got these iPod shuffles?
How?
I bought them.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I hope I get reimbursed by the company.
You will.
Like maybe iPod?
What?
Like iPod might reimburse you? I mean...
No. It's a hot giveaway item.
Yeah, I know.
That I wanted it's for just, the show.
But, you know, you hope you get reimbursed. In the old days, even an item like that, no matter how hot the item
it doesn't matter.
They like the promotional value.
They say, screw that.
Wow.
So, anyway, we went to corporate and said, we'd like something to give away. And they said, well, isn't that wonderful? We'd like you to please first turn this water into wine and then take this loaf of bread and feed everybody on Viacom.
So we got them now, huh?
Yeah, we got them.
Wow.
We got them. So let's get those price sheets in here.
Okay, you can give one away right now.
No, I don't want to give away. In fact, only for skinny people.
Okay.
Skinny people are the only ones that get iPods today.
Thank you.
Okay. But hey, right back to tomorrow?
Yeah.
Fat is what you want, right? You can be as fat as a house. Because you sit on one of those and it's history. That is a... Oh, my God. Finally.
Yeah. A groaner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michael.
Yes.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
Is there any more?
A little pitchy.
No, that's it.
Pitchy.
That one's pitchy.
That one, that's all there is.
That's it. I was waiting. He always says something.
Oh, all right. Well, hold on. Oh, my goodness. I got so many things going at once here.
Michael?
What?
Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Now, that sounds like it was the last one.
Sounds final. The goodbye.
It sure does sound. It's the last thing Bob Barker says.
We got to find a winner on the Highway Love Connection for fat guys.
Well, we've got five guys in play right now, Don.
The first guy was Butch, right?
Butch was our first guy from Baltimore.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah.
Have you had any luck?
Nothing yet.
All right,
still looking.
Stand by, because I got an alternate plan here. Mike, which guy was
The next guy would have been Steve in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Steve.
Yes, Don.
Have you had any luck, Steve?
No, I have not. And I've gotten out of the truck, and I've walked around, and I've presented myself, but yet nothing.
All right, hold on, Big
you
Steve.
You guys just transmit or working or what?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's us. It's our transmitter.
Yeah, blame us, Steve.
Sure,
this thing on.
Sure it's not a big, fat guy presenting himself. Hold on.
And now we got Will in Percival.
Oh, right. Here is Will. Hello, Will.
Yes, sir.
Have any luck?
Lots of honks, but nobody's pulling over yet. I don't understand.
Huh. Nor do I.
Hey, you know what? Why are people discriminating against fat people? We've got Devon. He's also around Baltimore.
Devon. Hey, Devon, have you had any luck?
No luck. Same thing. People just honking and saying hi, but nobody's coming over.
All right. Hold on a second. And the last guy was Mike.
Mike
right?
in Queenstown.
All right, Big Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Have any luck?
Be it surprised or not, you guys are coming to Las Vegas.
Pardon?
I got a girl right here.
What, you've got a girl?
Are you kidding
us? Sir, I swear on everything. She's right here.
And this is a stranger? You've never met her before? We're gonna check into it if you're trying to scam us.
Check it off.
Okay, put her on.
All right, hold on a second.
Hello?
Hello?
Baby. Honey?
Hi.
Hi there.
I
was about to change the name of this game to Fat Chance.
I mean, this is amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
What is your name, darling? Any idea?
My name is Kristen.
And Kristen, where are you from?
I am actually from Centerville.
So you heard this guy, Mike, on the show, and you went to see him in his car. Does he look creepy?
No, not at all. Very attractive.
Now, Kristen, are you, with all due respect, are you a big-boned gal yourself?
Yeah, a little chunky.
You're a little chunky. Oh, yeah. It's starting to make sense a little
more
bit.
More cushion for the pushing.
Is that getting...
More cushion for the cushion.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Kristen?
I don't think any,
How about Catherine Mannheim Steamroller?
Catherine Mannheim. Mannheim, yes.
That's her.
Mannheim.
Either way, hey, congratulations.
You're going to
Las Vegas with this guy, with Mike.
I am.
Yes, I mean, we'll have separate rooms for you.
Well, you'll have separate rooms. Does a trip to Las Vegas with Mike sound like something you'd like?
That would be awesome.
Right, awesome. Hold on. Listen to that.
Hold on. First, we're going to give you dinner. It says dinner for four, but because you're big boned, we'll just make it, enough portions for four, but
order
just dinner
double.
For two.
Okay.
Family style.
Dinner. Dinner for two.
Yeah, I mean, you could knock back two entrees.
At the Hard Rock Cafe, we want to thank our friends at the Hard Rock on East Street and Northwest. Plus, you're going to get four passes into the Hard Rock Skybox Suite, MCI Center. Now, keep in mind, this is for Motley Crue this Sunday night at 7:30.
Hard Rock, Hard Rock Cafe, full menu, full bar, full on party. We love Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, I love it.
So what you do is you go with this guy, Mike, on Sunday night. You go to downtown D.C. You go see Motley Crue. You go eat at Hard Rock. You go to their suite. And then you go to Las Vegas, courtesy of Hooters Air.
Okay.
1-888-FLY-HOOT or HootersAir.com. Thank you, darling. Please put Mike back on the phone.
I sure will.
This is a happy ending.
This is a delightfully happy ending.
Hello.
Hey, now.
Hey, Mike, this is a great happy ending.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. Tell me about it. Not only is it happy, but she's hot.
She's hot?
She's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But you never know how it goes. You know how it is.
All right, well, Mike, have a good time. First, you warm her up at the Hard Rock. But you take her out to Vegas.
That's right.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan to me, man.
Order some room service, have some
fun.
And,
Mike, just one last thing, because I'm always, you know, the great cynic here. You and Kristen aren't living in a trailer somewhere, are you?
Nah.
Okay, you've never met before?
No, we haven't.
All right, hold on.
Very good.
Hold on a second. Now, we still have another trip to give away.
You think maybe they cross paths at a meeting?
Chubby Checkers.
I never said that.
We have Butch, who was our very first contestant. Yeah. Butch?
Yes.
Now we have Butch, and then the next guy after Butch was who?
The next guy after was Steve down in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Hey, Butch and Steve?
Yeah.
Now listen, I know you guys aren't homosexuals, but would you like to go to Las Vegas together?
Sure, why not? Why not?
There you go.
I mean, you boys will have a good time. You know, it'll be fantastic. Excuse me.
It's Vegas for crying out loud.
It's Vegas.
For real.
Hooters Air Fly Away, sending you to wherever Hooters Air flies. 1-888-FLY-HOOT or Hooters Air.
Are they going
to
sit next to each other?
That's
what it takes, Mike.
You got 367 and 350. It might be an interesting flight.
The airline may move them to separate sections.
I don't think they're both going to be on one side of the plane.
Hey, listen, fellas, both of you, have a great time.
And what happens in Vegas?
Thank you, Don and Mike.
Stay in Vegas.
You're very welcome. Hold on, just
they're delighted
a
with that, Don.
Sure.
Why not?
It's good. They're going out with buddies, and that leaves us with just Will. Will?
Hello, Will.
Hello, Will.
What can I say, buddies?
Will? Golly, you know, we do have these new, the iPod. What do they call that thing, Buzz? It's
the shuffle?
The iPod shuffle?
Doing the iPod shuffle?
Hey, that can fit under my boob.
No one will know that you have it. Do you want to give our last two contestants iPods?
No, those are for skinny people. You, my friend, get the sleeve of golfdom, Don and Mike golf balls.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Hold on, please.
And we have Devon.
That's right. Devon.
Devon, are you there?
I'm here.
Devon,
give him a sleeve of golf balls too.
Of course, you know,
and he's
probably
out there on the links.
He'd probably like a Pie Pod, not an iPod. Pie Pod, P-I-E-P-O-D.
You got it. Look at apple pie, and I'm there.
Yeah.
Oh, Devon, I'd give you the thing if I didn't give the other guy the golf ball. You also get this. You get the sleeve of Golfdom, Don and Mike golf ball. Golfdom, Tyson's Corner, Live the Game. Thank you for listening, Devon.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thank you. Appreciate all the fat guys
your
calling in today to play the game.
And a happy ending. How do you like that? Oh, Michael.
God.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
This is like Christmas morning for me. So excited. Bye.
We start with your hatred.
I say goodbye to him.
It starts with your hatred of the Groners, and look what it's turned into now.
He's softened me up. He's buttered me up. My God, look at all he's done for me today. Right.
And the Groners still may return.
Yeah, well, you know what? Bring them on out at this point. That could make me happier.
No, so you're lying.
I'm lying.
You don't want, like, Regis Philbin Bin Laden.
No, I'm lying.
What is it again?
Regis Philbin Laden. Right.
Regis Philbin Laden. Okay, it's time for bus now.
Oh. Congratulations, Michael O'Mara. You win. There will be no groaners today.
No groaners.
Absolutely not one single groaner.
We've not done any.
I'm not kidding you this time. Your wish has come true.
Good.
I repeat, Michael O'Mara doesn't get any groaners today.
Good.
Or Does he?
See, he says that every
time. No, I don't think he does.
All right, very good. Thanks. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Michael.
What?
Pull the boot up, pull the boot, pull the boot up, pull the boot.
The retarded man. Thank you. I was doing that today.
In a world where only radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way
I
to
was.
Bring good news to his people.
Wait, wait, it's me.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. Wow, there he is again.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Listen for the mirthless laugh of the damned.
I want to hear it.
No, he just wants you to listen for it.
Oh, okay, I'll listen for it.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
The next big military weapon? Making stuff invisible.
Ooh.
Michael?
Wait, yo.
Whatever happened to Miss Bobby?
Don't ask me.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. I got no, I don't even have an opinion.
Stay tuned for everybody. News and comments.
And comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Wow, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Found our show, go to the official website, donandmikewebsite.com, and please be checking out the photos of Rob Spiewak with the Elvis sideburns.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hitler mustache.
This is one time, I normally mention the store at this time.
Yeah.
No. You just got to linger on these photographs.
And I was just having a serious conversation. I mean, as serious as we have. Mike was here. We just were rapping about our wives, mm-hmm. and we're going to be going to Atlantic City for Rob's birthday, and we start talking, and I looked at him, I just said, I can't talk with you. I can't look at you.
No. I forget that it's happened because I don't see it. And and you know what's really important is, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, what is it? And he says, your mustache.
Yeah.
You know,
you're going straight home this evening?
I'm just going to the temple. And, no, going straight home, of course.
You.
It even, God. I thought that.
Are you going home in a hot air balloon?
I am. I'm traveling by Dust boat.
I thought de facto general manager Michael Hughes was going to be like a like a mirror and break into a 1,000 pieces today, because he actually smiled and laughed.
I thought he was going to have an aneurysm because he was laughing so hard.
And he kept coming in. It's so weird because normally he doesn't want anything to do with any of us.
You're popular with that. You know, if you wanted to keep it, you'd endear yourself.
I think
to
it's a novelty act, though, Mike.
You think it would wear thin after
with
a while?
With Hughes, I think it's a novelty act.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my God,
impossible. Michael.
Yep.
How would you like a nice, tall, frosty glass of Similac?
Similac sounds good.
Time for Buzz's News. Brought to you by Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax, number one because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed and clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Euromax.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. We may be this close to being able to make stuff invisible.
Cool.
They're working on a cloaking device at the University of Pennsylvania, or as the guys with the pocket protectors like to call it, the plasmonic cover.
Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious now? You know how you make yourself invisible? Go to XM.
Bingo.
Thank you.
The technology that we're talking about here reflects
thank
light.
Thank you, fans.
Light.
Bravo, Don.
Thank you,
good
money
job.
Fans. Thank you, money fans.
Bravo, winner.
Home run.
Huzzah!
Huzzah, bully!
This invisibility technology reflects light in a way that covers the object. It's still there, you just can't see it. The damn thing doesn't work yet, but researchers say it's not like they have to break any laws of physics to make this happen. They're confident.
And now, like, Buzz, seriously, is this like, when I say serious, I'm going to mention Star Trek.
No, you're right.
Isn't this like Star Trek when they would have holographic images and...
We have to get this working before the Klingons get here.
Yeah.
Because I think they were the first to use it, weren't they? The cloaking technology?
Yeah, the Klingons.
I'm not mocking you because I watched it too.
You know, but they used to cloak their ship.
I was trying to figure out if you're doing to me what he does to me. But
no, not at all. You know I watched.
Then I will say to you in all sincerity, yes, the Klingons were first. However, the Romulans have turned the anti-cloaking device into their own.
Now, was it the Romulans who were first, now that I think of it? Yeah, or maybe. Was it the Klingons who took it from the Romulans?
I don't know, but it was one of them.
Wait a minute. It was a Klingon vessel because it was stolen. Wait a minute. The Klingons took the Romulan vessel and they cloaked themselves, but the Romulans were the ones that had the technology.
All of this doesn't count. It should only count if you drink a potion, like in the movie with Claude Rains. You should drink a potion and then...
Claude Rains?
Yes. That's the
look at your mustache.
It's the sideburns.
Look
that are
at your
Claude Rains. Claude Rains rock.
Those mutton chops. I want to get him a bicycle with the big wheel in the front and a little wheel in the back.
Magic potion. I'm telling you.
Claude Rains.
Here in the United Federation of Planets, I mean the United States, there have been other efforts to make things disappear, but the science journal Nature says this is the most ambitious effort. Because now more than ever, the U.S. military is interested. Now, another sci-fi project the U.S. military is actually funding is a pain weapon that could inflict excruciating pain from over a mile away.
It's called the Bill O'Reilly Show.
The Pentagon got the idea from researchers who found ways to electronically relieve people's pain.
You're fired. You're an incompetent.
The researchers are not happy. The military's looking for a way to turn that around. This pain-causing technology, we're told, would be used against rioters, including, I suppose, people who rise up against the robots the military is also developing.
It's very easy.
As we recently deported.
You put me in and say, you take my show, you put it in a warhead. You send it over there,
and what
it explodes, and it's the best weapon of all time.
Scientists are debating the ethics of the pain weapon, which is
kind of a gay Bill O'Reilly right there.
Yes, three.
Well, you may be onto something.
Here I am.
Does not injure its victims, this new weapon. It just makes them feel injured. In other words, the device could be used for long-distance torture, the kind Don and Mike have always wanted for their callers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we reported that an Iraqi judge, one of the 20 who'll try Saddam Hussein, had been assassinated. Well,
unbelievable.
He wasn't. He's alive. We got the story from NBC News, which says it got the story from the United States government.
It was funny.
NBC says it got the information from multiple high-level sources who confirmed its accuracy.
How did swishy Bill O'Reilly feel?
No contest.
Thank you, Larry.
Now, to find out how this happened, we may need to look no further than CIA Director Porter Goss. Porter Goss, the head of the CIA.
Pat Goss.
No, Porter Goss.
Now, this is the new CIA director that's, you know, has a name like he runs a chuck wagon.
A Goss, who once said he'd never be qualified to be CIA director, told an audience in California yesterday that he is overwhelmed by his job.
Good.
Quoting Goss, the jobs I'm being asked to do, the five hats I wear, are too much for this mortal.
I've heard that from Joe Ardinger.
Goss told an audience in Simi Valley yesterday he hopes the nation's new intelligence director can carry some of the workload. The CIA chief says he spends 5 of his hours each day just preparing and giving intelligence briefings to President Bush. I can't imagine why the president's intelligence briefings would take so long.
Well, if he comes on my show, he should know it's a no-chick zone.
Who are you?
I'm swishy Bill O'Reilly.
The CIA maneuver sponsored by, what is it, BG product?
Yes,
BG product.
Mean James.
Yes, the best product of all time.
I'm Pat Goss.
I'm swishy Bill O'Reilly.
Now, as has been the case recently with other branches of the military, the Army says it fell short of its recruitment goal in February.
Army?
It's the first time the U.S. Army's missed its mark in 5 years, and this time it missed its recruitment goal by nearly 2,000 people.
You mean all those great commercials aren't getting it done?
Yeah, that's right. They've even been given more money from the Pentagon for those TV commercials and to hire more recruiters.
You think they're not going to the Army because they might get killed?
Today we crossed the 1,500.
Even though the commercials make it look so cool. The commercial is, in essence, this. Hey, do you like playing video games?
Yeah.
Guess what? If you join the Army, we'll train you on video games.
Right.
P.S. You're going to get your ass shot. Yeah. Go Army.
Is that where they're not going?
U.S. casualties crossed the 1,500 mark in the last 24 hours, so maybe it is a PR problem, which is why the Army may be developing robots.
Michael.
Oh, hi.
Sadly, I doubt that the boat will ever go rock climbing again.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Where'd that come from? Billy Big Voice.
Wow.
Speaking of milestones, oil prices crossed the $53 a barrel mark yesterday as gasoline prices at the pump continue to rise.
Yeah! I just love it when I go up and it's over $2 a gallon. Uh-huh. Oh, it makes me feel so good.
You're getting your wish.
You know what I've always respected about you is you root for the oil company.
Yeah, OPEC,
Headed for $2.75 a gallon.
Yeah, you know, my car takes regular unleaded, but give me the super unleaded, OPEC.
Yeah, more gas guzzlers, higher prices.
Oil traders.
Give it to me. Give it to me, Barusa's mom. I will. Give me a cinnamon stick and I will pump your gas for you. There you go.
Oil traders say they jacked the price because they believe the demand for oil will increase while the supply remains tight. Demand is always high in the winter, but the value of the U.S. dollar continues to drop.
Barusa's.
Oil traders say the war in Iraq has made the world jumpier about terrorism.
But who saved some of that 10W-40?
In fact,
so I can condition my hair.
Traders say they see 60 bucks a barrel in our near future.
I killed father. He is charging $60 a barrel. Stop your nasty whining, or I will breathe on you, and you will smell my garlic cigarette breath.
When we come back, yes? The federal air marshals who protect us say we're being lied to.
Oh, I'm sure. Agdaslu. Breathe on me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every 10 flights in December, but the marshals themselves tell the Washington Times newspaper the numbers were inflated to make Congress feel better about the effort.
Huh. U.S. marshals, awful follow-up to The Fugitive.
Yeah. Yes, not nearly as good.
Joey Pants is in it, Tommy Lee Jones is in it, should have been good.
Yeah, had promise. Quoting one marshal, they're padding the numbers. He and others say the figures given to Congress are mathematically impossible given the number of marshals versus the number of flights. The marshals say they're actually probably on only about 5% of the flights.
My fugitive's name is Richard Kimball. This mess is my happy face.
Hard target search. Dumb cheerleader movie. Tommy Lee Jones.
This is my happy face.
Cedric?
Mike?
Finally?
It's been 4 hours.
Yes.
It's been a groaner-free show.
Yeah, I know. There must be one here, then.
I was thinking maybe. No, we're out.
Oh, okay.
Buzz.
officials of the Marshal Service say they'll look into this.
Marshall Mathers, Marshall Crenshaw, we've played this game before.
Look into it, will you please?
I would feel safe on an airplane with Bill Graham. He's Canada's defense minister and a good friend of the United States. But he had some trouble recently trying to board an airplane. His people...
Crackers.
People had to scurry around and vouch for his identity before he could get on a flight to the U.S. They got the impression...
Kerr.
Bill's people got the impression... Graham Kerr, I remember him well.
Galloping Gourmet.
They got the impression...
What about his son, lead singer for Foreigner? Lou Graham.
Lou Graham.
Mash. Nash. Graham Nash.
Nash. Are we doing... But you did it first and then last.
No.
Nah, this
listen
game
to this.
No.
Come on, Hitler. Shake it one time for me.
Wow.
Millions of them. Millions of them.
Bill, the Canadian defense minister, got the impression that he was being kept on a no-fly or watch list, as it's called.
Come on, Hitler. Shake it one time for me.
Boy, I wonder who had a hand in doing those.
I have no idea.
See, Hitler had Parkinson's. Yeah. We saw that on the...
his hand shook. Yeah.
On the High Hitler on the History Channel.
Yeah, if you're confused, just look at the guy on the website.
Thank you.
U.S. officials say it was not a security procedure that held up Minister Graham's trip, but when asked directly if he was on the watch list, a U.S. official said, quote, we don't talk about individual cases. Defense Minister Graham from Canada, of course, wrote the 1970s hit Peace Train. The original design of our democracy...
Well, I'm not giving you your props.
I hate
sweetening it, Buzz. But.
Yeah, no, it had to be done. The original design of our democracy was very much about a balance of power in our government. That's one reason the filibuster exists. Filibusters make it just a little more difficult for the majority party to push around the minority party in the House and the Senate.
Used to be my radio name.
Filibuster.
This is Phil A. Buster.
Oh, was it A? I always thought it was E.
Phil A. Buster.
Phil A. Buster.
Stay tuned for Buster Hyman.
And a filibuster.
Phil O.
And a filibuster.
No doubt. This am Phil O. Buster.
Filibuster changes the number of votes needed for a proposal to live or die. Now, the party currently in control of all branches of government is the Republicans. They've proposed a plan to put a stop to filibustering, to stop the speeches, to quiet the opposition, to keep the odds in their favor.
As we move closer to the Soviet Union.
The other day, Democratic Senator Robert Byrd talked about how Hitler rose to power by getting lawmakers to change the law in his favor. Now he's being attacked by
Robert Bruce.
By
Robert
Republicans Bruce. And by Jewish groups for making that comparison.
Oh, really? Well, just wait till it happens.
Now, yeah. As promised yesterday, the FCC decided to spare Saving Private Ryan. The usual group of tight asses were protesting ABC's showing of the movie unedited.
Oh, I remember that, right.
There is language and violence, lots of really nasty violence, kind you'd expect in a cinematic tribute to the men who fought in World War II.
I remember that.
And perhaps it was out of deference to the men who survived that war that the FCC refused to rule the broadcast past indecent, mainly because the FCC, as a matter of official policy, doesn't deal with violence. So, okay, no surprise there.
It's a lot of fun, but it's decent.
In announcing its decision this week on Saving Private Ryan, the FCC also said it was refusing to listen to the same Blue Nose's complaints about episodes of Will and Grace and Arrested Development.
It was funny.
Now, the other thing the FCC does not regulate, besides violence, is most of the entertainment you have to pay for.
Unbelievable.
You can say anything on HBO and show anything on the Spice Channel.
Okay.
Howard Stern's moving to satellite radio because he can say what he wants there because people have to pay to hear him.
Good luck.
But all this could change if some lawmakers in Washington get their way.
Nope.
Drunk with power after increasing FCC fines for alleged indecency on regular radio, the lawmakers are led in this campaign by the head of the Senate Commerce Committee, Ted Stevens. First word out of Ted's mouth, of course, and I quote, "No one wants censorship."
Come on.
But in the same breath, he says there has to be some standard of decency. He says pay cable networks are the worst violators of decency. Well, duh. That's what we pay extra for the Playboy Channel. And Stephen says he disagrees violently with the argument that Congress doesn't have the authority about what can be said or shown on pay TV or pay radio.
I pinch myself more. I can't whoever thought I'd get.
So there goes your HBO.
Thank you, Larry.
And finally,
Larry. Yes. I'm Larry of the corner.
I have time for this. Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas,
he's a good mayor.
Innocent,
all right.
He has an innocent charm, really, for a guy who used to be a mob lawyer. He was preaching to the choir when he was addressing fourth graders on Monday of this week. When asked what he'd want with him if stranded on a desert island, he answered, a bottle of gin to fourth graders. When asked about his hobbies, he listed drinking. He'd been reading to the kids to promote the state's Reading Week. The school principal and the head of Nevada's PTA say his remarks were out of line.
But it's a lot of fun.
But Goodman says he thinks honesty is the best policy. Quoting him, I'm the George Washington of mayors. I can't tell a lie. If they didn't want the answer, the kids shouldn't have asked the question. It's me. What are you going to do?
How many of the fourth graders are going to report him for saying a bottle of gin?
And is he wearing a shiny suit like everybody in Las Vegas does?
I certainly think that his remarks were suitable and consistent with quality.
And now let's say hello to Commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary. Gary, what's his last name?
Gary Bettman.
Gary Bettman.
Regretfully,
the season
has been canceled.
Finally, we try to look for the unusual when preparing. This is kind of a feel-good. And we do try to look for the unusual when preparing the segment. So naturally, it caught our attention when we'd heard that a 92-year-old woman had impaled herself on a bathtub faucet handle.
Oh, for you.
And was stuck there for 6 hours. Amazingly.
Yeah, I see fish.
She's going to be fine.
Thank God.
It should be in the calendar.
It happened in New York's Harlem yesterday at around noon. And for the next 6 hours, the woman banged on the wall, hoping someone would hear her and come help.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
The neighbors heard the banging, but they just say they figured somebody was just working on the plumbing.
My Douglas, only white man ever made me moist.
Eventually, they heard the screaming and got a key from the super. They found her in the tub, naked, of course, and hanging from the wall.
Baby.
Hanging from the wall with a four-pronged metal faucet handle in her back.
Ow.
Firefighters used bolt cutters to free her, and as I said, she's going to be okay.
Good heaven. No.
Quoting one rescuer, she was lucky. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. That's it. We gotta go.
That's it?
That's it. What do you mean?
It's just, I'm surprised.
Huh. I know.
Wow.
Right. Really. Back tomorrow with a new episode.
Okay.
We'll see you then. Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK. You still think there's going to be a groaner, don't you?
Multiple.
That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Mike?
Yeah.
We got to go. You.
I'd like to say hi to Claude Ray.
We'll see you tomorrow.
The groaners, my sweet.
This is the Don and Mike Show.